No, that's fire.
Whatever.
Cumsock Mike.
Yeah, dude.
Are we live?
Yes, we are live.
Fuck yeah. Well, it's been a long 3 weeks. Lots has changed. Well, I guess for starters, bro, who's been on X recently? Where do we start, bro?
Oh, God.
Oh,
do we start with the yay shit?
I think we start with yay, bro.
That was the catalyst that set everything off. Okay,
so this kind of leads into the story I wanted to, like, talk about. So there's this dude I know who I met at the gym. And this guy, bro, like, I thought he was, like, cool people. And my brother kind of gave me a piece of advice. He's like, yeah, man, you got to, like, be careful who you befriend, like, off-rip. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you don't know what type of shit.
Right.
They're doing, you know?
Sure.
And so I followed him on Twitter because, like, I think he was like, he mentioned something about, I keep saying Twitter. Like, I don't even, first off, why the fuck did they change it to X?
I don't even know what X is.
There's no fucking point in changing it.
But anyway, because people are going to still say.
It sounds like porn.
Yeah, that's probably some.
I was like, you asked if I'd been on X. He's like, yeah, X hamster.
It is porn.
Sure.
But so anyway, so this dude, bro, and I'm like looking at his Twitter feed, bro, and I'm like, holy fuck, bro. This dude's like, anti-Semitic fucking, like,
dude, yeah, there's a lot of that shit on Twitter right
which
now.
Is like, I believe in, like, you know, having your opinion, like, whatever, you know what I mean, but, like, there, like, draws a line where it's like, if you're, like, broke, you shouldn't be, like, talking about this stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even pertain to you in any way. You just,
that's
like, talk
why
about
they're talking about it.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, what blows my mind about it, I almost want to pull some of his stuff up, but I don't even want to, like, give him the, like, stage. Not that there really is one.
Some of that shit was honestly funny, but then, like, half
were you
it
seeing
was
me
just,
send it to the group chat? Yeah, it was wild. And then, like he would, like, talk into his, like, phone, like, on, like, how we were fucking going back and forth about, like, me, like, looking
but
into
I
the
love
fucking
fat
kid.
Bitches.
But he's like, bro, he's like, I'm prepared to die about what I believe in. It's like, oh my God,
dude.
Bro.
Dude, that shit was so funny. Javen almost wanted to buy a shirt. He was like, I kind of want to buy this shirt for the novelty.
Nah.
It'd be nice to hide it in, like, a closet.
Like, you shadow box it and then put it away in the closet.
Sure, yeah.
For your just fucking kid to find.
Just a swastika fucking shadow box.
I mean, it's just proof
wall.
That he lost his mind again.
Well,
that's,
I don't,
like,
think it's
marker.
Kanye losing his mind. What I think it is I think it's the gas. Like, he gets on the gas and he's
yeah,
like,
he does,
releases
he
like a
fucking,
crazy album. He gets off the gas and his wife says something dumb. And then he just, like, fucking sucks.
That makes me think there's almost some integrity in just losing your mind. Once you find out he's just, like, releasing a new album, it's like, oh, fuck off.
I mean,
fuck off. Shut up.
People will say what they will about Kanye. I mean, he still made Graduation.
That is true.
That was a fucking decade ago.
No, he still made Graduation. This is fact, bro.
This is facts, bro. Do you not agree, Javen?
He hasn't released. The last good album he made was, like, Donda, right?
His last good album was Vultures 1, bro.
Fuck
that
shit. Vultures 1 and 2 can eat my ass.
Okay, Vultures 2, me personally, I probably shouldn't even share this, but I really liked Vultures 2 a lot, actually.
Get out of here, man.
Yes, come bro. On, man.
That was so fucking...
You know they say he used, like, AI?
He's okay, like, with it, I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, like, he literally made a music video with fucking his daughter with AI.
Oh, that's right. I did see that shit.
Remember that? They're, like, riding around in the fucking desert, like... And it's, like, a bunch of, like, Star Wars characters that they're fucking, like, blowing up and shit.
Yeah.
In the middle of, like, a dune.
Yeah. But I think the whole, like, Kanye, like, mental breakdown shit, it's really just, like, you know how they say, like, all publicity is good publicity?
Right.
That's all it is, bro. It just gets people talking about him. You can hate him all you want, but you're still talking about him. You're still giving him the, you know what I mean, the, like, stage to, you know, say the crazy shit that he does.
Yeah, it'll never end.
I don't think so. Not until he dies.
I was kind of hoping he was an actual Nazi, because it feels like he just wasted my time.
But bro, like, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, though, bro, like, all this, like, crazy Nazi shit aside, if that fool was, like, he'll still sell out a stadium.
Right.
He could still play halftime in the Super Bowl, for all I fucking care. Like, you know what I mean?
Because,
like,
he made Graduation.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, pretty much. And I will say, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with probably 85% of anything Kanye has said in the last, like, 2 weeks on X.
Right.
Though there might be some truth behind it. It's just, like, I feel like the people that actually care about it, like, none of the problems he's talking about pertain to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, rich people problems pertain to rich people.
But, like, I've always... You got to separate the art from the artist almost.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm good at that. Like, I'd listen to Diddy if he actually released good music.
Right. Yeah. Diddy was never
good.
I do not
give a shit.
Diddy was never
good.
He
sucks dick.
What do you mean? He's the best, dude.
He does quite literally suck dick.
He loves sucking wiener.
He does.
And it shows. And it's
Meek
there.
Mill.
You digging at me.
Did y'all ever hear the fucking leaked audio of fucking the Meek Mill fuck session, bro?
No.
That shit was fucking raunchy. He's like, fucking stop. please stop.
Like, wait, who was fucking who?
What?
Who was fucking who? I wonder if I could even pull it up. I don't even think you could pull it up.
You could probably find it on Twitter.
Yeah, it is gay sex on Twitter.
It's literally just like, I don't even know who's getting fucked. You can't really tell. They're both like you know, black men that sound.
It's just two black dudes screaming gay shit at each other.
No, god damn it.
You digging in me.
Was that a clip from it? He said
no, that's like some other shit, but like that was going around for a minute and it gets stuck in my head.
Yeah,
you digging in me. Oh, fuck, you digging in it.
Dude, another thing that I
fuck, I pressed the wrong button.
The soundboard.
Yeah.
The soundboard will be the death of us.
Dude, this thing's got to go.
What'll it?
The soundboard's
got
to go.
Right when you first got it, you basically spammed it for four episodes.
Yeah, for four episodes, I would start talking to be like, or like, do you have like the, you know when like Mrs. Puff shows up in SpongeBob and there's like the, like,
oh,
you know,
the foghorn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fire. That shit's fire as fuck.
Do you even remember where the shit is?
He's got it color-coded, bro. It's like a kid with autism.
My Legos are all sorted in their own respectable bins.
For real. Nah, but, hey, let's talk about Mexican Snow White.
Mexican Snow White?
Mexican Snow White. That's a cocaine. That's a real thing.
Are you talking about, like, those fucking, like, stickers of, like, the like, Snow Bunny looking
There's a new Snow White coming out this summer, and she is a Latina woman, which you can't really tell. I guess she's like more like what Mexican. Is that like fucked up? Is that racist? Probably
Whitesican.
I feel like either way.
Did they just do that to bait people to make cocaine jokes?
Because I remember a couple episodes ago we were talking about like Black Little Mermaid,
sure,
which inherently on paper like isn't horrible, but like if you go like, you know, that's like, you gotta look at the source material.
Mm.
You know, like for example, they're doing like a live action like How to Train Your Dragon.
Right.
And Astrid is a African American woman, which again,
cultural diversity in Hollywood.
But at this
I've always known the Scandinavians to be very black.
No, for real. Vikings were there. I see this dumb like narrative. I think it was, I forget who was talking about him, but it was like saying that like Vikings were black. It's like, bro, we don't even know what Vikings looked like. We have like one like,
dude, they're helmet. Like 8 feet tall, white as shit. And
I don't even think they were that tall, bro. I think they were like short.
I think they were all fucking midgets.
They were like 5'5". They had like king syndrome. Or
what? No way. The Vikings were tall.
I think that's probably old Scottish people or fucking Irish people. Probably short as fuck.
They probably made that up so they mixed that for them being 5'5".
Well, the Norwegians are like 8 feet tall now.
Do you think Conor McGregor's ancestors were Vikings? Oh, wait, that's not Scott. Is that Scott?
No, Conor McGregor is
Irish. I think his ancestors were drunks.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's far drunks and potato lovers.
Who the fuck is this guy? I gotta love Conor.
Drink my fucking whiskey. I'm a faggot. Proper 12.
No, for real. But yeah, no,
it's good for your prostate.
But yeah, I think, it's just like, at what point do you think that we're going to go back to like the, non-culturally diverse Hollywood?
I don't know. I think
because I feel like it doesn't do anything but like make it worse. Like I understand the narrative. Like remember the DEI shit that everybody was talking about? Yes. I feel like it's really just a form of that. It's like they're catering to people that like actually don't even care the like skin color of the character. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, me personally, I'm not gonna lose sleep at night because Astrid from How to Train Your Dragon is black.
At this point, it's for kids.
But it's for kids. You know? You know what I mean?
At this point, like I don't care. It's all a fucking psyop. And I'm gonna go to bed like with my dick in my hand.
Right.
And
stroking
resting,
your shit.
Resting stroking easy tonight, thinking about I don't know. DEI hires in video games or whatever.
It's the weakest spear of the culture.
I love it. It's so good.
Well, I think like, see, like there's been a couple studios that have like learned from that. Like, you know, actually, the last time I was here, we were speaking about Sonic, right?
Mm-hmm. Sonic was fire.
When they first announced that live action movie, bro, everybody was like, "What the fuck is that blue creature?" And they instantly.
Oh, yeah, they bullied the fucking studio into changing it.
You know what I mean? So it's like the problem is like you can't, the same bigots couldn't go to like, you know, Walt Disney's front door and be like, "Hey, if Snow White isn't white, then it's," then they'd be like, "Oh, and you're racist." Like, you know what I mean?
But the movies aren't even that good.
Yeah, they're not even that
good. The remakes are not that good. They're not that good.
I actually kind of enjoyed the Lion King one, the Lion King remake.
Oh, my live action one?
What you say?
Tim Burton's ass?
No, Tim Burton did that one?
Yeah, he directed
Tim Burton directed that fucking movie.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
I take it back.
I take it back. I can't be associated.
I hate Seth Rogen.
I can't be associated with any sort of bitch that has like a Jack Skellington tattoo or anything.
But I feel like that's why
fucking Tim Burton associated.
The way they like wokeify shit though, that's why stuff like you watch that show Invincible.
Yeah,
that's why stuff like that's getting popular, because it's not, it sticks to the source material and it doesn't like, you know, fuck around.
I think
around
that show
and,
is like actually good though.
What, Invincible? Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I just finished. I'm up to date on the third season.
Dude, I know how to solve most of these problems. You legalize cocaine in writers' rooms.
Yes, for
bring
sure.
cocaine back
Dude,
to the writers' rooms.
Bring cocaine back to the country. I want
for
it
real.
Legal.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do cocaine in my own bathroom.
Get rid of the tariffs on Mexican cocaine.
Yes. I want to do it in my own bathroom, in my own home. I'm not harming anybody but myself and maybe my wife.
I see a lot of people on Reddit, man, talking about this new tariff shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you'll go to their profile and they're, like, too busy, like, on fucking r/goth sluts or whatever.
No, that's
it's like, why do you care about tariffs? I think you have other priorities.
They don't even know what tariffs
they're
are.
They're too busy on r/sharpie.
Yeah. Oh, my God, bro. Holy shit, I actually just recently discovered what that was. I really love beefing with people on Reddit, because what happens is like they'll go back and forth with you, and then you'll go to their user and you'll see like their post history.
You'll see all their fucking
and you'll just
shit.
See all the fucking hentai and furry porn, and it's like, bro, sick why am shit. I even like entertaining this guy's existence? You know what I mean?
It's bad. It's so bad, dude.
It's
like,
bad, bro. Like, man, I wish Reddit would be used in a healthy way by 75% of Americans, but unfortunately,
I feel like most of the people
Twitter's the same fucking way, though.
They're just people hunting.
I mean,
down what's
I tell you what, 5 years ago, my Twitter was like nonstop porn. Not so much anymore, though.
Yeah, that's Instagram for me. I don't even open.
Are you?
Anymore.
Are you?
It's literally,
you're
porn.
Not an ex user, are you, Waylon?
I'm not an ex user. No.
Damn. Yeah. No Reddit. Don't join the. Don't get on the boat. Yeah. Reddit can be a nice place. Reddit can be cool. Reddit can answer some questions
if you're looking,
for you.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, careful though.
Fix your
truck
or
something. That's the thing though. You don't necessarily have to. Okay, so like. X might like automate porn in your direction. It might just be like, oh, OnlyFans girl. See, right. Reddit though, you have to actually type in r/boobies to like have porn show up in your recommended feed. You know what I mean? If you're doing that, then that's how you know you're fucking up. See, the algorithm on X will just do it to you because, you know, fucking Elon Musk. Speaking of Elon Musk, you see people are getting their like Teslas fucking vandalized and like
are they really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I saw some fucking video recently of like a fat bitch standing next to a, like some guy's Tesla, and it was registering her as like a bike.
Oh my
like
God.
A moped.
That's
wheelbarrow.
Dude, they're fucking fat phobic. Teslas are fat phobic.
Have you seen Elon's build though, fool? He looks like a fucking
Did you see his new fucking haircut?
Dude, his barber fucked him up, bro. You didn't see that shit?
No.
Can we pull it up?
Yeah.
Computer, fucking imagine.
Hey, it must be hard to cut plugs.
Plugs?
He's got plugs.
In his brain?
Oh, no, yeah, like, he does have, like,
he's got hair plug. Like, not plug. What the fuck do they call it? Like, skin grafting?
Oh,
yeah.
He was bald. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't they call those plugs, or am I...
You see that bitch that, like, was having his baby and is, like, holding him, not, like, for ransom, but it's all, like, if you don't respond to my messages, or no, it's, like, because you haven't responded to my messages, I'm going to make it known, you know, this kid is mine, and it's your kid, and this is where I live. It's like, bitch, like, the kid didn't even do anything. You're going to get this full fucking head tapped. You're going to get this full fucking Swiss cheesed.
Yeah, his fucking
Yeah, his fucking
his cut.
Cut's fucked up, dude.
Let's see.
His barber definitely knew what was going on, bro.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's so bad. He looks like fucking Simple Jack.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Simple Jack, the best Leonardo DiCaprio film of all time.
Yeah.
I love me some retarded Leo, followed by Leo getting attacked by a bear.
Holy fuck.
This is bad.
Wait, wasn't Simple Jack
the
fucking
bully from fucking... the fuck is that show?
Oh, what the fuck was the show? Recess?
No, it's not Recess. It's fucking...
What is not? My name's Arnold. Was that it?
I don't know. The green guy with the orange hair and the fucking whatever.
Damn. So are we? It's crazy. People are still writing off the goddamn salute Elon hit.
Oh yeah.
Are we convinced that, that wasn't like some? I think
dude,
honestly,
sending his heart out.
I think 65% of it was
love,
like.
Man.
Dude, he's just showing the world. Generous amounts of love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And care.
Off camera, let's just everyone in the room show generous amounts of love.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to you. No, I think he did that shit on purpose.
And the
just
Jewish
for
people.
The... He did that shit on purpose for publicity. That's all it was.
Oh, 100%.
It's like, not the first guy that's tried some shit in an RNC like that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been some other people.
Dude, Trump's getting fucking ass to belt right now. People aren't liking him, dude. Yeah. This, like, fucking DEI girl told him to grow his spine and stop being Putin's hoe. Nah. Which I don't really know what the fuck.
Dude, honestly, awesome. I watched the C-SPAN cut of, like, the fucking Zelensky, like, argument in the White House. And yeah. It was like, you know, it was like fucking Trump was mogging the shit out of Zelensky. And then it was like seemed to be like, okay, like Zelensky was probably going to fucking be like, all right, whatever, let's cut a deal. Fucking, like, let's get this over with. I need fucking, right.
They
I need
kind
money.
Of bullying him, bro.
I need money.
They were, like,
and
jumping
then,
him.
And then fucking Vance came in and was like, you didn't say poison fangs to daddy, Trump. You didn't say poison fangs. And then, like, then they started getting into a fucking argument about
I'm going to be real, bro. That's what I really don't like, bro. That fucking J.D. Vance dude.
Babyface. Babyface Vance.
He's a bit of a chode.
He was a dork. And he was talking shit on Pokemon the other day.
Was,
he
really?
Yeah,
fuck
bro.
That guy.
Damn.
Fuck that
he was
guy.
Like, no, I'm serious, bro.
Fuck
you know what I'm talking
dead.
About?
Yeah, I know what you're
He's
talking
like,
about.
My son is talking about Pikachu this, Pikachu that. He's like, son, you need to be worried about the economical state of the world.
I'm
like,
a,
it's
I'm
like,
a Pikachu.
Your fuck
choo-choo.
Up. Let
you
your kid enjoy
shut
Pokemon,
up, Dad.
Bro.
Remember when everyone laughed at crypto? They're going to be laughing at Pokemon cards when I'm fucking rich.
Yeah, like, come the fuck on. But yeah, the J.D. Vance dude's a fucking dork, dude.
Yeah, he's kind of a
He sucks.
I mean, he's from Ohio. That turds.
Yeah, that fucking makes it all make sense.
I'll never forget
that. Is he from fucking Akron or what?
He's a product of that train derailment.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably,
someone
bro.
Came in the bog.
He swelled up. His head swelled up from all the chemicals in the air.
Yeah, oh someone fucked a lily pad in the radioactive area.
Like, you know, in what the fuck's it called? Willy Wonka, the girl, she eats, like, the gum. Or, like,
yeah,
the little blueberry.
Fucking, big ass blueberry.
That's, know? Like, his fucking head right now. He's like, I'm the vice president. I'm the vice president. I'm the vice president.
It'll keep getting bigger.
Buy my meme coin.
Loompa, dippity doo. I am J.D. Vance, and I want to kill you.
For real. No, for real. No, I think we've definitely hit a turning point. I think a lot of the, like, politics shit right now is literally, it's like, that's why X is such a big platform. It's like, all it is like, attention-based. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, I didn't even really like Twitter when it was Twitter. I didn't
you like it.
That.
You like it more now?
No, not really.
I
never really gave
Twitter.
A shit.
I mean,
because
like
Twitter's,
old Twitter.
Twitter's annoying because it like pushes people up rather
yeah.
than ideas.
Oh, I liked Twitter when I was like in middle school, just because it was like better porn than like Pornhub.
That's nice. True. That's Real. What got you into it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It wasn't fucking you know, baristas clowning
yeah,
on
Yeah, no, dude, just fucking bad bitches just throwing booty on there. Full. Like, I was fucking with
throwing
that.
Throwing ass.
That's yeah. true. That's why I like Google Images.
Yeah,
that's
but, like, now that, like, I have, like, a proper amount of testosterone in
YouTube
my body, I can just, like, go and... oh, dude.
The YouTube breastfeeding videos. Dude, oh, dude Instagram had, like,
Were you
a
really
hardcore.
On those? Were you fucking with those?
Dude, not until a couple years ago. I was just kind of, like, on YouTube shorts and I was...
What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's like, guys, she's breastfeeding. It's not porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, exactly. I promise it's not
this
porn.
Is
it's she's it's
this
a medical,
is medical.
Yeah, it's a medical. Yeah.
It's a matter of I'm diagnosing. That baby's full.
You know what's crazy, bro? We're actually walking into so we're like would technically be like Gen Z. Is that what they call us?
We're,
I know
we're Gen Z, the like kids after like 2005 or some shit. Or
I
like
think we're
Gen
technically
alpha.
Labeled as
Gen
fucked.
Alpha. That's what they're fucking calling it. Oh my yeah. fucking god, Gen bro! Alpha. You seen Aliens, right? The James Cameron sequel to Alien.
Yes.
Just no, fucking bro, get in the damn ship, nuke it from fucking orbit. Gen Alpha? Are you fucking Gen kidding alpha. Me, bro? That's what we need. We need a bunch of fucking bald Andrew.
They're probably
Tatey's
gonna be raised
around.
Healthier than we were.
I doubt mean, that, bro,
yeah.
to be honest.
We grew up in
there's
yeah.
uncensored not.
Internet now?
No.
They're going to have
no
the
way.
Most
Did
microplastics
you have
an
iPad
in their body.
You were 3 years old.
Huh?
iPad by the time you were 3 years old?
No, I was on CRT monitors and then got to, you know, use the internet unfettered.
That's true, dude. The frequencies from fucking CRT monitors probably fried our fucking brains.
Looking up, like, you know, fucking high-resolution pornography at 13 years old, that fucks you up, I think.
I accidentally downloaded
sure,
a naked yeah. woman gif, like, on
Bukkake
the desktop.
At Bukkake at 14? That's fun. I think the kids growing up now are going to be okay.
I don't think so, dude.
I don't think so.
Because we're going to ship them to fucking Ukraine.
I mean, maybe
you're gonna be fine.
No, this is where I disagree. This is where I disagree. So, the problem is that like we're walking into this like how do I put it? Like how we're dealing with it like rationally like right now. Like, we didn't deal with, like, our parents being like, are you a boy or are you a girl?
That is true.
I don't think that's widespread.
That is widespread though, dude. Yeah, like it's like fucking LA bad
on social media. I don't think that's like you talk to parents now. I don't think that's fucking widespread.
Most parents, but I think in our town, it's like you don't see any of that because that doesn't happen here.
Right, but like
if you go to like a bigger city, I definitely could see that happening.
Me and this guy Waylon were in the grocery store yesterday, dude, and I seen these three people, and I know them from like a church like Wednesday like youth group I used to go to when I was a kid. And the girl that we seen, that was not always a girl. I remember that kid, that fucking conglomeration we seen.
Yeah.
I remember that being like a little boy, like 6, 7 years old. And what happens is it's like enabling the behavior. You know what I mean? So it's like, what I mean by that is like, when you, like, let's just say hypothetically, right? Me as a father, like, you know, 10 years from now. If my son comes to me, right, and is like, I think I like boys. Mm-hmm. Am I going to off-rip agree with that? Probably not. You know what I mean? But am I still going to, like, love this, my offspring, nonetheless? For sure. See, what happens, though, is, like, when you start treating it like it's, like, not normal, but, like, it's, what's the word I want to look for? When you start treating it like it's
natural,
that's when you have a problem. You know what I mean? Then that's where you get this fucking weird, like, cross-dressing shit and this, like, you know,
I guess
that's where it crosses the line.
I do understand the logic of that thought, but like, I don't know if it's entirely true. I mean, like, you do have like, I mean, imagine fucking like Christian people, like, you know, you have people that do rebel against their parents because of their fucking religion or whatever.
Right.
I'm pretty sure there's gonna be like a half the population is gonna end up like rejecting any of that fucking ideology. Because like,
this is the problem.
It's not well thought out.
I seen this video today on
hate on it. But
I think it was like X
out.
Or some shit, and it's like this fucking like girl. I'm just gonna say girl. I'm gonna be nice. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I think they really need to make a gym for such and such and such and such. There's too many cis male people in the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you smoking?
Here's an idea. How about you fucking get an LLC and start your own business?
Yeah, here's an idea. Like, start your own business. Are you capable of doing that? Probably not. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't necessarily, like, have... I mean, of course, you know, most of my opinions on that type of stuff is pretty, like, level-headed to my... At least in my personal beliefs. I don't think I'm being too irrational when I say you probably shouldn't be, like, offering sex changes to kids before the age of 18.
That's rational. But,
that's definitely rational.
But what I'm getting at, though, is we're moving forward in a generation where, like, my rational thinking is, like, going to be like, oh, my God, are you fucking Hitler?
I think most of the country is on you.
You would get arrested. You'll
I
get
think
fucking...
everyone's on the same page about that. Most of the country's on the same page. You can't fucking, you know, chop the clit off.
It's like
a 13.
Lil Wayne once said this, bro. Real G's move in silence like lasagna. For real.
No, so, I think, dude, Gen Alpha's going to have more shit to worry about than
say
what
that, bro.
Their
Gen Alpha. I'm sorry. I didn't even, like, interrupt. Dude, no. Gen Alpha just sounds bad. Dumb, fool.
The jobs that they're going to have are going to pay no money. There's going to be no food on the shelves.
They're
going to
be living in coffin hotels.
They're not
going
to have time to worry about if their cock is real or not.
Right. Is my penis real?
I don't know. It might be a hologram constructed by the government.
Holy fuck. Hologram penis.
Not Tinder. Fucking, you know, Tumblr's defunct by the time they grow up. It's over.
Tumblr's been defunct.
Yeah, but there are
no
like,
one even knows what it is.
Dude, my sister still uses Tumblr.
That's why she's fucked.
Dude,
oh my
God. Yes.
Can we sterilize her?
Sometimes I wish it would be possible, but...
Can we
fucking...
As much as I love my sister, like, yes, not, sometimes okay. I wish we could just put her down. Because I'm like,
fascist.
You're suffering. You're
her down?
I'm not a fascist.
You're trapped in a cage that you built yourself.
But if you spend more than 5 hours a week on Tumblr, we gotta fucking sterilize you. Sorry.
Sorry. Mom, can we euthanize my sister?
Yes, honey. I think it's time. Go get the shotgun.
And that goes for my sister. Dude, just fucking no.
Dude, what
hope.
Is
I don't
up with
meet
our fucking sisters? They're fried.
I know. Your sister's fried.
Yeah, mine's
your
pretty,
sister's fried.
Mine's cool though.
Mine sister is fucking. I don't even. Fried's a fucking understatement. I don't want to speak on your sister. I don't know.
My sister's fucking retarded.
She's the retarded.
I love my sister. She definitely does have like autism though, like severe autism.
I love.
I think
mine
my
too.
Sister just got fucking smacked
but I would,
up in the fucking
I
head.
Would.
Your sister
times.
Called you the other day playing fucking seek and destroy.
Yeah, that's one. I will say that, bro. Okay, my sister. You don't know some of the other shit that like I've discussed with these two fine gentlemen.
Rip, she seems like a bad motherfucker.
But, so I will say that. Hey, so yesterday, my little sister called me, bro, and my dad, fucking, as a drunk bigot as he is, he fucking bought her a fucking electric guitar. Oh. And Waylon looking at me with a fucking beer in his hand. And she calls me while I'm with Waylon yesterday, and she's like, oh, I want to show you something. Bro, tell me why this girl just starts playing like fucking Seek and Destroy by Metallica. That's like awesome. Chord for. I'm like, oh my God, bro. Like, Seek and Destroy. Like, I'm like, holy that's pretty fuck, bro. Like, but
I think my sister's still that, cooler than yours. She did heroin at like 17.
That's fucking and that's then metal.
After she talked to me about it, she's like, yeah, I don't know what I took. I'm like, that was heroin. That's what you dude, took. She injected it and had no idea what it was.
That's
the guy she was with, who was 29 years old, said, yeah, no, this will help you with your hangover.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah, no,
fucking just fucking nodding dead out.
I think he said that specifically
room
about the cocaine as well.
You know what's funny, bro? I've been talking to this girl for a little bit, and like out of nowhere, just left field, talking about, oh, I ate a perk last night. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, holy crap.
For breakfast?
That's when
for
you gotta jump ship.
That's when I gotta jump ship, and what I'm actively, you know, doing as we speak. You just gotta kind of, like I said, man, fucking.
Just pump and dump.
Hey, what did Lil Wayne say, bro?
Moving silence like lasagna,
like lasagna. You know what I mean? Like, so you just gotta fucking kind of do a little hit and run, I guess.
You gotta do a little shake and bake.
I've heard Perkhead pussy's fucking pretty good.
For real?
That's what I've heard.
For real?
Because there's no clenching. It's just.
Yeah.
They're just fucking asleep. They have the best anal.
Yeah, what?
What? What? What the fuck did you say?
Hey, he said it, not you.
Oh my God. Oh, no comment on this matter.
No notes.
Yeah, no, I mean, like,
executed.
That's fucking horrible, bro. God damn.
Hey, you're the one getting perkhead pussy.
I mean, hey, bro.
That's true.
I've had a pretty good variety over the years, bro. Mm. I will say that, man. Fucking.
Any drug you prefer your women to be on?
None. Valium?
Fuck, none, really, but Valium might be. Like, Galaxy Gas?
Valium. Yeah.
Galaxy Guest House?
You might get you a fucking real sexy red bitch.
Galaxy Gawk?
Gawk.
Yeah.
Hey, talk to her. Hey, dude, what happened to her, dude? Sold her
she's
fucking
dead,
coin.
Dude. She's
euthanized.
Yeah. Somebody fucking killed her ass in
yeah,
the fucking middle of the
her,
desert.
Bro. Yeah. Someone killed her, bro.
She's buried out there with
they
the
Breaking
fucking
Bad the birds, huh? Fucking, yeah, like, assassinated her ass in the fucking pit in the desert.
Nah, she's in fucking goddamn Bahamas with her pussy out full. Mm. Just
in fucking Bahamas
oh
with,
my.
Tupac.
Oh, with Tupac.
She's hanging out with Tupac.
Yeah, she's giving Hawk Tua to
oh,
Tupac.
She's in that part of the Bahamas.
She's giving
oh,
Pac yeah. Tua.
She should try to fuck Luigi in prison.
Oh my God.
Dude, break him
she
out.
She should try to suck him off in prison.
Break him out.
But
and
how
take
would she
him
do
the
that?
Island.
They don't cross.
Special visits?
Okay.
You know, a conjugal visit. Just get a little suck in.
God damn.
I heard she's quick.
I wonder how many dudes get away with that.
Like she's trying to eat that Luigi.
Get a little
now,
fucking
you know,
little something under the fucking table. You yeah. know what I mean?
Dude, it's probably more common than you think.
Probably
like the female
time,
COs or something.
Mm. And the guards are on it. They're surrounding them, cheering her on.
Oh, yeah.
The guards that have cameras
dude,
on
like,
the table
suck
so
him.
They can look at it later.
Yeah. Hawk two of him.
That's how she can redeem herself in my eyes.
It's
as a person.
Sucking off Luigi.
It's to suck off Luigi.
I like how everybody kind of forgot about him. I thought the hype behind him was kind of like lame. I mean, I fuck with like, you know, like, yep, just kill the fucking corrupt fucking health.
Kind of baller.
Yeah.
Kind of baller, kind of cool.
It was a one-off rip, just like the Unabomber.
Yeah, but like yeah. Everybody was like, oh my God, dude, Luigi, he's so fucking sexy. I just want to fucking hawk two of him. And then everybody's like, the hype train's gone.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. I knew Sean Strickland was doomed to lose at UFC 312 when he was all like, guys, all you need is a 3D printer. I'm like, oh, here we fucking go.
Wait,
dude.
What?
Yeah, so at the press conference for like the fight, he like started talking about like the whole Luigi thing, and I'm like, I can't listen to this dude fucking talk anymore. God. It just sounds like I think it's like incel behavior. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because like, I'm not trying to advocate going 3D printing a firearm and going and killing some corrupt fucking health insurance CEO, but you know,
we can see the upsides.
A lot of people will like fantasize that the same way people fantasize like the Columbine people.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
They
right.
like fantasize it. But they're not doing anything proactively to like back their release. Not saying that they should be 3D printing a silencer and going and killing a CEO, but it's like,
right.
you know, where are you at with like, you know, I guess
they romanticize it.
They romanticize it, and it's like, yeah. I think it's weird. You know what I mean? It's like it's
it definitely is weird. I don't really like it.
I think it occupies the same part of my mind of like, you know, butter basting a steak.
Ooh.
You know, it's kind of a sexy motion. Just capping a fucking CEO.
ooh, butter me more.
Yes,
boy was cooking.
Yes.
Boy was cooking.
They're no, both kind real. Of like
cooking
like
with
sexy
lead.
Actions.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I just don't understand. I think what I don't understand about it is like all the people that like romanticize it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't actually like. For example, so like I used to fucking be with this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thank God and this green earth every day that I no longer deal with that. But like, this is when the Jeffrey Dahmer shit the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix series had just come out.
Oh.
And, like, this girl's, like, got a puddle in her seat watching this dude. And I'm like, did you forget that he literally chopped up and ate gay people?
Dude, that shit is fucking, like, I don't understand that at all.
And it's all because he's played by this, like, Peter Evans guy. Yep. Evan Peters, or whatever the fuck his name is. It's like,
he looks
way
worse.
I'm like, so you're telling me right now, Jeffrey Dahmer walks through that door, you're just going to drop his drawers and just fucking suck
Jeffrey
him?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer in real
life.
And a
lot of them say yes.
They would.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they all would.
Is that what you
got to
do
to
get pussy?
But that's Jeffrey Dahmer was gay. Everyone fucking forgets that Jeffrey Dahmer was fucking gay.
Oh,
bro.
He was gay.
He was gay. He's not going to fuck you, you fucking cheese curd ass.
You think
bitch.
I would have got napped by Jeffrey Dahmer? You think I would have fallen for his tricks?
No, you weren't black.
I mean, maybe.
You gotta ask yourself that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Why are you asking somebody?
He was also a cannibal, and you know what? Like, you have tattoos, so.
Oh, that's right. I'd be good then. I'd be good.
In an alternate life where you were like a frat kid going to like the fraternity bars
and
all the
black.
Time. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You're more of a victim of the smiley face killers. Do you see anything about that?
Mm-mm.
He would just fucking, I think there's like a string of murders where they specifically hit like frat guys from universities.
Okay.
And then they drag them out and they drown them. And then they spray paint like fucking like a smiley face next to it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was like some East Coast shit.
I think the coolest serial killer was the Zodiac dude. They never even found the guy.
No, they like found the guy.
Did they?
Yeah,
I thought.
But I don't think they like pressed any charges or anything because they were like, he's definitely the guy, but like we don't have like enough evidence. Like it was close enough, but like not.
The
exact.
Second the feds walked out of his house, he's like, yes.
It was some shit like that, I think.
Because they almost had him. Like, dead to rights.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't get that final piece of evidence. Mm-mm. And they just had to let him ride.
No, I just think...
And he's, like, fucking 90 years old anyway.
When do you think, like, young girls and also in some situations, young men
I don't think
stop
about young girls, Justin.
No. You didn't even let me finish talking. Okay, let's not fucking
the
try.
Young girls and boys.
The young girls and boys.
They want serial killer cock.
So what I'm getting at, Keegan, before I was fucking rudely interrupted, trying to fucking paint me out to be a goddamn
listen, dude.
Dahmer.
I don't think about little girls.
When
like
do
that.
You think these? Okay,
don't
let me,
say that.
Let
Dahmer.
Me,
he wasn't a pedophile.
Let me rephrase. Are you fucking defending Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yes,
dude. He's kind of
on
hot.
That.
He's kind of on. I'm defending
okay,
him. He's
what's in a pedophile? At least
the dude that played him in his recreation was maybe mild.
No, Jeffrey Dahmer in real life looks like fucking Matthew Crooks.
Thomas Matthew of Crooks, evil the Trump people, shooter. I'd say Bill Clinton was probably worse.
Dude, the Trump shooter. Talk about incel. Oh, my God.
Bro,
what, how much hentai you think that guy watched?
Not enough. It would have fucking
that dude jerked off three
out.
Times a day? No doubt.
Fool. Bro, all he needed was some pussy.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We need the bitches that are fucking with Luigi to, like, go and find these incel dudes and just bust it down for them one time. You know what I mean?
But they only want to fuck with them after
that.
You gotta
now,
share
bro.
The fucking
I
wealth,
was,
dude.
Like, at the age of, like, 14, I was, like, kind of on some incel behavior, and then I got pussy, bro. It changed my life. You know
oh,
what I mean?
I'll never stop being an incel.
Here's the thing. How are you going to be a hero at Burger King? You're not. So you don't get pussy.
You're right.
You could be
that's
a hero
true.
By shooting fucking Nancy Pelosi in that.
At Burger
though.
King, you can
that.
Have it your
oh
way.
My
but.
God. I'm just saying, if that came out, they'd be fucking sucking him off, too.
They would, bro.
Doing evil stuff.
Dude, if Luigi so got out good. Tomorrow, bro, the orgy would go fucking crazy.
Oh, God.
They'd live it on. They'd live stream it on Kick or something.
Did he be back?
You'd be like,
Did he be watching that shit right in his cell? Did he would be gooning so hard in his cell?
You know, God, what if, you what know, if you should, the one Kanye actor. Tweet that I like definitely didn't fuck with was like, "Free my dog Puff." I'm like, no,
that was crazy.
Put him in the
that
cage
was
and throw
crazy.
Away the fucking key.
He's
like
Puff did
fuck?
Nothing wrong.
Yeah, except chase his wife down the hallway and beat her with a fucking house shoe, and then fucking God proceeded to like fuck Meek Mill and whoever else. See, look,
you're digging at me.
I think I don't think necessarily he should be prosecuted for maybe his like weird fetishes for like young black men, but maybe prosecuted for like secretly documenting it all. Because I'm pretty sure that's why he's in jail. Is like because he had like the damn like
yeah, it's like right. It's
60-foot mattress, 1080p.
It's the same
camera
shit as like
up.
Revenge porn. It falls in the same category. Like,
that's just fucking like God damn.
They gotta just fucking Al Capone his ass. You know what he went to prison for? Tax fraud. He like openly killed people in the streets, and that's what they got him on.
Yeah.
They gotta find something to just make sure he
I'm
gets
pretty,
in jail.
Al Capone is the reason why there's like the whole RICO shit now, right? Isn't that like a big part of why there's
oh,
like,
yes.
big RICO indictments now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Can we just go back to like that shit, bro? Just like having like some real gangsters. Like I'm not really fucking with the incels killing CEOs and shit. I'm just not really for it, bro.
I'm down for the 1920s.
Yeah, just bring
like
it
cool
back,
time.
Bro.
Speakeasies, you know?
Yeah.
The yeah. Chicago typewriter, because you swingers. Hear it clicking in the distance.
Yeah. Some swingers up yeah. in this place. Oh, right
yes,
now.
Dude. Yes, dude.
On her fucking swinger pole.
Oh, hold up. You all want to talk swingers, bro? Holy yeah, fuck, dude.
Bro.
Probably know a couple swingers.
I do know a couple this swingers,
whole
bro.
Town, dude. This whole
nah, fucking... bro. So, fucking, I used to work at this place called a Nautical, and like every year in like September, they'd throw this like huge swinger the convention. Party. This fool right here has heard me tell some of the stories before, I'm sure. But, like, dude, these fools would get active, bro. Like, I'd be walking yeah. out. I walked out of work one night because it was, like, a week-long event. Like, these fools were fucking all week, bro. Like, I'm talking, like, every, like, anything you could think of. You'd name some shit right now.
Old people.
Yeah, yeah, just fucking. And there's, like, there's some hotties, like, in the mix, but, like, not even, bro. Like, nah. The ratio wasn't good. So, you know how you walk in that house party? Mm-hmm. And, like, the wiener to vagina ratio is, like, all off. Yeah.
Way the fuck off.
It's way off.
Way off. Yeah, get out. So, think about that with, like, the swinger shit. So, there's, like, 25%, like, okay, I bust that down. And then the other, like, what is it? Son of a bitch. 75% is just, like...
busted bitches.
It's just busted, like, fucking old men with, like, oh. bellies the size of my, like, youngest brother.
Come on. No one
wants you know what I mean? But anyway, so there was one day. So I have this coworker. His name's Josh. Had this coworker. And, dude, this guy, man, like, there was one time I was, like, running. I used to be, like, a bar back, so I would, like, take alcohol to, like, all the different bars.
Sure.
And I'm, like, going across the whole pool patio area once, and I see this dude, and he's, like, fucking staring off into nothingness. I'm like, what the fuck is he looking at? Mm. So I get right behind him. Mind you, this dude Josh is like total fucking pervert, bro. There's a couple times I had to check him for, like, flirting with, like, 17-year-old, no, like, host
come
girls.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? So I'm, like, genuinely curious now. I'm like, what the fuck's he doing? So I get behind him, and I'm, like, kind of trying to get a visual of, like, what his visual is. And he's looking into this, like, cabana, and there's, like, a fucking, like, seven-way train going on.
Bruh.
What?
Like, you ever see the shit, the human centipede? Almost yes. like some shit yeah. like that. I'm talking oh mouth God. To ass, dick to vagina, vagina to ass. Like, it was just, it was dude, fucked up, fool.
That's
there was,
crazy.
Like, a snake tube. It was crazy, bro. And I only got a good, like, 6 seconds of this visual, because, like, I literally couldn't watch, you know? Yeah.
Those people need help.
And so, boom, I fucking smack him upside the fucking head. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what, bro? I'm like, why are you sitting here being a fucking pervert? Dude, do your fucking job. I'm not his manager or anything, but I'm just telling him. I'm like, you look like a fucking creep.
What's wrong with that? Are they fucking publicly in a cabana? No?
I mean, was it yeah, in there? But, like, I guess what's wrong with it is you're just being a fuck. You're standing, like, you know, no one can see the face yeah. I'm about to do, but you guys will see.
That's no, he should have got a lawn chair and a fucking beer.
Bro is like just active.
Shut up. Yeah, you would have pulled right. a chair right up. I'm like,
why I'm not? Like,
that's the reason why he has that look on his face is because he's actively getting fucking brain damage.
Yeah, I mean, fucking
no, but
mind.
This guy was like a real problem, dude. Like me and a close friend of mine, we still talk. I used to work with her. Their name is Madison. That's like one thing that me and her bond over is like we both have him as friends on Facebook, and like some of the shit he posts, it's like, oh my God. Like, you gotta really see a picture of this dude. I'm gonna pull up a picture of him, bro.
I hope it's some like friend
dude,
that I have.
I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now, Javen, I'm gonna show you this and you're gonna be like, yep, he was right. Like this dude, like it's crazy, bro. It's just super crazy shit.
Where do you piss in this fine establishment?
Go like down there and
piss
around
break.
The corner.
Down there and around the corner.
Yeah, there's a sign that I stole from an establishment on the door.
I'm searching Facebook Marketplace.
The funniest
for him
right
part,
now. I was
I'm in the wrong spot.
The funniest part about nicotine. Like the bathroom and like my bathroom is I stole that sign.
Yeah, this right here, babe.
And wow. Fucking, I stole that sign and it like has like the men's bathroom and like the disabled sign like uh-huh. on it, and like you cannot get a fucking wheelchair in that bathroom at all. It's
that's
way
crazy.
Too fucking narrow. Like,
that's horrible, bro.
Like, you couldn't even turn a wheelchair around in there. And, like, I remember, like, explaining that to Javen, and that's why I put the sign on the fucking bathroom. And, like, I, like, was wheezing. I was like, why is this so funny?
I want to make sure you guys get, like, the perfect fucking picture of this dude. Like, okay, this is a good one right here. Here we go. This is Mr. Josh.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, God,
like,
no,
like,
no.
Hey, I can definitely say some of my homies are a little rough around the edges, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Sure,
and I
yeah.
love them no matter what, but this right here, bro.
That is some crazy. Yeah,
you can't even
guy.
Look like that, bro. Like, there's no excuse, bro. Like, I want to find a good one, dude. Like,
I'm with you. That is kind of
he posts kind of like anime memes all the time, so that kind of already gives me an idea of what he does in his free time.
He's a fascist.
Here we go. Ass. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Check. Pervert.
Here we go. Like, here's another good... No, that's not a good one. Like, I want... Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about, like, the tremendous amount of body hair this guy has, too, bro. It's, like, fucking disgusting, dude. So bad. No. Like, having some hair on your chest, like, I'm for that. You know what I mean? Like, have some hair on your chest, Jesus. But, like, holy fuck, bro. It's, like, all over. It's, like, he's a damn werewolf. Yeah, werewolf. Treading in, like, real shallow werewolf water. Ew. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, yeah, nah, dude. I
got shit.
Yeah, like, the swingers and stuff. Like, I think we need to bring swingers back.
Are back, dude. They're here. They're going fucking crazy.
I know. We need an alternative, man, to some of the crazy shit.
What do you
mean
an alternative?
We need an alternative.
Legalizing prostitution? Like, what?
We need Christianity to be great again. We need the great Christian ethno state.
Yeah, there is that. That's our the real Mormonism.
The plastic bag feedback.
Mormonism.
Yeah.
Having 400 wives.
Yeah, nah, dude. I mean, what do you think, like, you know what I really feel about this? I think this is where I was going earlier with the whole generation, you know, upcoming. It's like all the kids with OnlyFans moms, bro.
Yeah, that is rough.
That'd be horrible, dude. That's if a kid's coming up like, haha, I fucked your mom. Like, oh, my God. I'd probably fucking bleep the school, fool.
That is like the equivalent of, like, having a fucking...
Don't
want to
fucking make any accusations.
Is it Riley Reid having kids or some shit?
Or, like, what's the one?
Jesus
Christ,
really?
Lana.
I think so.
Lana.
Fuck
not,
no. No way.
Not, what the fuck's her name? It's like Lana something.
We all know. It's Lana Rhodes.
I'm thinking of Adam 22's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I guess we don't fuck.
Or no, her name's Lena. I'm tripping. But yeah, Lana Rhodes. She just had a kid with, like, some fucking NBA player.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
That kid's gonna grow up, bro, and be like, I fucking jerked off to your mom. Like, some kid's gonna run up to him and say that. You're gonna have. We're gonna have. I'm gonna make the pick right now.
No,
I
think
I've already said that.
I'm gonna make the pick right now, bro. I'm gonna make the pick right now, bro. Add me on FanDuel, bro. Fucking, like, plus 500 for, like, all these kids. Like school massacres are gonna go up fucking 50% in, like, 2035.
Right.
Your hella fools are getting fucking.
You're placing
5.
Bets on Kalshi right now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Who's
gonna fucking shoot up the damn?
I mean, there's, like, a huge exodus of, like, educated women. They're like, oh, fuck it, it's easier to pop pussy, and I'll make more
dude,
money.
Dude, yeah, that's
I know. It's
what
like
kind
of fucking. I wish I could
be a biochemist. I'll show you my
pH. But I thought that's what people
I'll
wanted.
Show you
I thought
my
that's
pussy
what people wanted.
$5.
It was more pussy in the street and less in the books. I thought that's what people wanted.
I mean,
right? Yeah, yes.
Because everyone's complaining.
Get back in the kitchen. Because
everyone and Jamin is complaining about women in the writing room.
Am I? What?
Never mind.
Do you went over? Do I hear? Do I hear a debate stirring? Do you not fuck with women in the writer's room?
When did I say that?
Jamin's like, what the
funny,
fuck, guys?
Okay, here's the thing: they have to be
oh,
funny and they have
name
to be
one
Jewish.
Funny woman.
Fuck
name
off
one
otherwise.
Funny woman right now. took too long.
Miss Pat. Miss Pat's great. She's like
I
some
love
fat
Pat.
Black. Yeah, dude, she's awesome, man.
She's I like Whoopi great. Goldberg because she's dumb as shit.
Whoopi Goldberg, see, she's dumb. She's not funny.
She's
funny because
shit.
She's dumb.
Yeah, exactly. She's still
that's
a funny
Candace
woman.
Owens is fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God, bro.
She's like, we got to lynch him.
No.
We got to lynch him.
Fuck Candace Owens, bro. She said dinosaurs are gay.
All right.
That's funny, though, because she's a fucking idiot. It's awesome.
I guess, bro. She said dinosaurs are gay, bro. I don't
well, I think
she's
what
gay.
She's also said, like, slavery is a choice, which is
yeah,
kind
coming
of
from
funny.
The black woman.
No, that's why it's fucking hilarious.
Dude, that's ridiculous, bro. That's, like,
and,
so
And any woman with, like, schizophrenia is usually pretty funny, too.
That is true. That is
have you
true.
Ever had schizo pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend was. Yeah.
Was that fire?
On fire, yes. No.
Hey, chlamydia confirmed.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, my wee wee.
I'm so
burning.
Thankful I've never had a sexually transmitted disease. I've been STD tested like 10 times in the past.
Bro,
like,
you look
really
like you got 12 of them. What are you talking about?
Bro, that's the crazy trick factor behind it. It's like I look like I have them, but
yeah.
Clean as a motherfucker.
Bug chasers love you because they think they're going to get everything, but they get nothing in
they
return.
They get nothing, bro. You don't get no AIDS from
you know,
me.
Like
no
the, you know, like the 15-in-1 body wash? That's your nut. Is the 15-in-1
but there's no shampoo in the bottle.
Yeah.
No, that shit's fire, bro. Like, I mean, I don't
having
know.
AIDS.
That's you know that's fucked up, bro. Like, think about it. Like Biggie got shot. Tupac got shot. Eazy-E died of AIDS. Like, that's fucked up.
That is. That's wait, Eazy-E's dead?
You didn't know that?
Yeah, when he died. Fucking like
when
way
died
back
of
in the
AIDS
day.
In like fucking I think like what 2001.
Yeah. Oh wait, no. Oh, I'm thinking of a different.
It might have been earlier than that, dude.
You're thinking of a different rapper.
I'm thinking of a different guy. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Okay, yeah, never mind. My bad.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
yeah. Wasn't there like conspiracy around that?
I was thinking of G-Eazy. Jeez, dead. I was like, what the fuck? He's dead. He just died of AIDS. I
honestly killed that motherfucker.
Yeah. Eminem no, I'm all about killing isn't him. There like the conspiracy is like they raped his ass or whatever?
That's kind of awesome.
Who was it who raped his ass?
Like, I mean, I'm all for that, I guess.
He? Yeah, Diddy raped his ass.
Diddy, oh, Diddy for sure fucked that white boy. Fucked him good long. There's no doubt. Not a doubt in my mind. Who's the best, like, if we're going to, like, rank them, white rappers? Because they all kind of suck.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, well, I get the actual talented white rapper, the only one is of course, we all know the answer, it's Eminem.
It's Will Smith. He's my favorite. How did I forget favorite you? White rapper.
Would Michael
time.
Jackson be considered a white rapper? Pre-op?
Yes. Yeah.
Not once pre-op. Post-op.
No, pre-op. Because once he became white, then he became like some freak of nature.
True. He doesn't. What do you think even like spawned that?
I don't.
He just woke up and was like,
I don't know. White supremacy. Didn't want to be black. Yeah. What, has anyone? I mean, of course, someone's looked into it, but like, why the fuck he felt compelled to change his skin color.
I mean,
what was
should we look it up, bro? Should we like fucking?
I don't really. Computer
analysis.
Wait, are we talking about Michael Jackson?
Yeah, was it like insecurity or
no?
Was
it was
just
I think
fame.
The
mentally ill.
No, it was he had quote unquote vitiligo.
What?
Which I don't know if that's true. I don't know if the vitiligo story is true.
The fuck? Can you educate me?
Yeah, what even is vitiligo?
It's
Mr. Doctor, man.
It's like a.
I love Dr. Keegan.
It's a.
Dr. Snodgrass.
Yeah, I'm in the house. I'm off the fucking park.
Dr. Snotass.
I'm off the park.
I love Keegan's attempt at rapping.
I'm gay. I'm off the. Anyways. no, vitiligo is like a melanin loss in your skin. So, like, imagine, like, you're a black person. You have white. Like, you start getting white spots on your skin.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So he was having that?
I guess so.
And just
they're like
his
fucking bleach
plastic
me.
Surgery. Yeah, could be.
I'm like 5% black.
I'd say you're more.
Really?
Frankly, yeah, a little bit.
How
well,
much more
skin,
do you think?
Not skin, but like, you know.
Oh, I see.
Tone and
I got
yeah,
you.
What you're
okay.
into.
So
yeah,
what's the percentage?
I'd say good 15%.
15%.
Yeah,
damn,
so.
Bro. I fuck with that, bro. Thank you, bro. Shout out to all my brothers
now,
and sisters.
Now, you can't say the N-word unless you're
60. I'm 80% black.
Fuck yeah, bro. Dude, give me some fucking nuts.
Saying,
that,
you
bro.
Can't fucking you can't say hey, the N-word unless you're 16.
If Michael
or
Jackson
older.
Can do it, we can do it the other way around.
I think so. I
is
mean,
it blackface?
I guess he did have vitiligo.
Who the fuck is right. Oh god, there's some celebrity's wife that's basically Hispanic.
Lil Nas X was for sure not always black.
Alec Baldwin's wife. What the fuck is her name?
I no.
Because
I
she's
tell you.
Like she's like the whitest bitch you know, and she like developed a Mexican accent and become.
How does that even happen?
She's just mentally fucked. She can't
as per
she can't handle being white.
The entire population of
right.
America.
Vagina owners.
Oh, I was gonna say all of America, but
yeah, we're all pretty retarded.
Well, who's that white bitch with the dreads? What the fuck is her name?
Oh, are you talking about the like the hippie bitch?
What, Reese Witherspoon? I don't fucking know. She basically acts black.
Reese. I don't know. Oh, I guess she's black. Fucking
no,
throw her
the
in the
fuck?
Bin too.
I was about to say Ann Coulter. Now my brain's fucking fried. What dude. The fuck is her name? She has like
oh,
dreads.
Dude, Jada Smith, bro. She's like.
Just start accusing every black woman we know with dreads. Like, she's white.
Jada Smith is bald.
Anyone Smith, anyone related to that family is white.
That's computer right. analysis. I was going to say that every time we're on Google looking for something,
dude, for
looking
real.
For the answer. Mm. Computer analyze, zoom, down. Enhance.
Pulling out the Pokedex.
For real. I've been actually thinking about taking that up, bro. I want to try and complete the damn Pokedex, bro.
Oh, yeah?
With the cards, bro. I think you could do it. I think that'd be sick.
Like the physical cards?
The physical cards.
Oh, shit.
I probably have,
start
like...
hitting up packs?
Not... I'm waiting for, like, some new shit to drop, dude. I don't really fuck... Me and Wayne were talking about it recently, bro. Like, the new Pokemon kind of fucking suck, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, they kind
of... A lot of them suck.
Kind of ass.
Like, there's, like... What was the most recent game? Like, Sword and Shield?
Oh, games.
Like, one is literally, like, a damn dog with a shield.
I don't think the games have ever really been that great.
Nah,
really?
Dude. Fucking, like...
You didn't fuck with the original games? Oh, like,
he
I
never,
mean,
he
generation...
never got the chance to fucking play those games.
Did your parents think they were demonic or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, some bullshit like that.
The pocket monsters are fucking demonic.
They're demonic.
There's a couple demonic ass Pokemon. Like, there's this one.
Sure.
You're only allowed to have six Pokemon in your party.
There's a couple demonic ass priests out there.
Here's
mom and dad.
Here's one. Here's one. Hypno. He's like one of the OG Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
Staffel's
fucking
a rapist, dude.
Yeah,
he's
he
a
lures
rape Pokemon,
children
right?
away and fucking like murders them.
Like what the bloom
and
yeah. Or yeah, Drifloom. He's like a little balloon.
Yeah,
kids
like,
will just
oh,
grab
Drifloom.
Him and he just they
yeah,
fly
yeah.
In, into orbit and then he just Whoa. Drops him or something. I don't
yeah,
fucking
know. Fucking kills
him.
Showing him cool. his demonic pocket monster.
Oh my god. But yeah, I want to complete the Pokedex, bro. I've been on this game, this TCGP. I wouldn't do it on there because it's probably a little bit harder to do it on there because it's like kind of just internet.
No, the move is you just fucking play like. Pokemon Platinum, and you complete that Pokedex.
Do that? Well, yeah, I guess so.
That's
got I'm playing
four
that on
generations
a ROM right
in one game.
They have all of them. Like, you can you get like Mew, Mewtwo?
Yeah,
the birds.
They got all four generations in fucking Pokemon Platinum and Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
I'm pretty sure you can't get some of the Hoenn legendary Pokemon in that one.
With half those games though, like
can.
Most shit was on event. So you have to like fucking go like on a fucking computer and download fucking like a
yeah.
ROM.
I see. Yeah, because I'm shit. Playing Pokemon Platinum right now on a ROM on my phone. So, like, when I'm sitting in the fucking airport waiting for my flight that's been delayed fucking twice, I'm just
I have an original
that
copy, I think, somewhere in my shit.
That's fire. Who's like, okay, we can have this debate. I love how these conversations we have just go from, like, talking about swinger pineapple people to who's the best Pokemon. But the best starter Pokemon.
Hey, man, we both got something in common that, with swingers.
Hmm.
We're just trying to catch them all.
Hey, amen yeah. to that, dude.
We're just yeah. trying to catch them all, dog.
Hallelujah.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I don't know, dude. The swinger thing. I mean, would you ever take it up? Would you ever just be
Hell
like,
no.
you never would do
swap
it?
Swap your wife?
Hell no.
You never wife swap?
Well, if your wife ended up being a dog, then maybe.
No, I'd honestly go asexual and just fucking play.
That's rich.
Okay, what? If, okay, let me put some stakes on the table. You get invited to Swinger Con, okay? 50 G's, wife swap. You're not doing it? 50
nah,
G's?
Nah, dude. My move is like fucking...
The look Waylon just he's like, I'm right, bro.
Nah, my move is I become asexual.
And play Genshin Impact all fucking day.
No, I fucking become the best Bushido Blade fucking player ever.
That's fire.
Well, how much are those like Ukrainian wife imports?
How much I don't
are
know,
those?
Man.
That's a good question. Probably shouldn't Google that.
Not worth
five
my
bucks.
Mental capacity.
$5, then I'll do swinger for $5.
There you go.
I would do it, bro. That's the thing. I think I remember me and actually, I think you were there for this conversation I had with an ex-girlfriend of mine. And essentially, I don't know if it was you or it was Corbin there, but I was like, I was saying like, yeah, I would do like some gay shit for the bag. Like,
oh
the
yeah,
fuck?
He
like,
was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
yeah
like,
why not?
What I'm are like, you gay
yeah.
in this economy?
No, and my ex, she's like, oh my god, you would sell your body. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. So, you're telling me right now, some crazy Hollywood dude's all like, hey, let me suck your dick for 100 bands. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like
100 bands? What is that?
As long as I don't have to come.
100,000. 100,000. Sorry, let me speak in Caucasian white male.
Yeah.
$100,000. Talking about some gay dude sucking my dick. Oh my god!
I was trying
really,
to.
It's just a
I was
mouth,
trying to
bro.
Undervalue your penis, but
it's
yeah,
just a mouth,
works.
Bro.
It's just a mouth.
It's just a mouth. It's just a mouth.
Hey, a hole's
just
a hole.
Mouth.
As long as you've got a goal.
And like, you know what I mean? Now it's like, okay, you got to blow this dude's tracks out for 100 G's.
I mean,
we might need to like work on the contract.
We need
bit.
So much Viagra.
A lot of,
a lot
I,
of
yeah, that's the problem. I feel like I would say yes to it, but I don't think I could keep an erection.
I don't think I. Yeah, no, probably not. Like, I don't think I'd be able to. Either.
What about a tranny? You fucking a tranny?
I don't know, man. I don't fucking think.
Depends.
So.
Is probably it male not. To female or female to male?
Female to male, probably.
Male to female.
Male to female?
Yeah.
No, probably not. No, I'm probably not no. getting.
What about
to
female
that.
To male? Like you'd fuck like
more
a,
likely. Yeah.
I would honestly, I'd have fun with that. I think.
Yeah, it might be kind of.
It would
nice.
Be like fucking with my brain though.
Yeah, yeah. She's balding. They're
yeah.
balding.
You'd be like pussy. Chest hair?
Yeah, no. The chest hair,
booking
balding.
Booking his fucking flight to Thailand right now.
Yeah, book my flight.
Yeah.
Siri, book me a flight to Thailand. See, this is the thing.
I've seen some FDM that's not
this
that
is why
bad.
I don't like, think I'm these questions are irrational. Because the chances that some crackhead Hollywood dude with the 100 G's is pulling up to you and being like, let me suck your dick, that's so low. So, like, my answer, how valuable really is it? You know what I mean? What's more likely is a bitch selling or posting on OnlyFans. You know, so like sure. me saying that stuff, it's not really as crazy as you think, you know, because realistically, what are the odds that happens to me? Like 1 in 1,000,000, you know what I mean? Not happening. It's like getting attacked by a shark in the woods. The odds are, you know, super, super low, but it's never zero. You know,
it's never zero because some rivers connect to the ocean.
Some rivers connect to the ocean. A pop shark might just get aerial on.
You had me thinking about that. Sharknado, dude.
I was just gonna say, bro, Sharknado.
Dude, I'll never fucking.
Dude, we just locked in right now.
I'll never understand. I'll never understand why fucking anyone wanted to go watch those movies.
I watched all of them, bro. All the Sharknados, bro.
I produced them, dude.
Dude, you were on the set for every fucking filming of every movie.
That's how I'm so fucked up, dude. Sharknado is a real thing.
Yeah, no, Sharknado, bro. That shit's crazy. It's probably one of the best. That's like one of the best, like fucking, like, you know, D-list.
Sharktopus was also pretty good too.
That one was fucking horrible.
That one was good because
no, I fucked with Anaconda with Ice Cube.
Oh, Anaconda is a classic, dude.
You know what's a horror movie that's like really slept on? Lake Placid,
dude, for real.
You ever seen that one?
No, that is entirely slept on. It's literally just a fucking saltwater croc.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's just like a big ass crocodile in the fucking lake and it's eating people and like turns out old grandma lady's been feeding it for like fucking 100 years.
There was one with like a gator under the streets of like New York too.
No, there's one that came out recently. It was called like Flood or like something. No, it's called Crawl, bro.
Oh,
it was
that one sucked ass.
I like that one.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
it was pretty fucking mid.
It was good. It had a good budget and it was like, it was realistic. It was like a fucking crazy hurricane like hit Florida.
Right.
And then like this, the fucking gators and the crocodiles were just running around everywhere. And this girl's like trapped in her house and they're just like pulling up on her in her shower and shit.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It's actually really good. Maybe go to crack sometime.
Keegan's a fucking snob.
I am.
He's a fucking snob.
Keegan, he's like, all I care about is Shadow and Sanic. Where's Rouge
he's
the Bat?
He's a snob, but he also
jerk
doesn't
off
like
now.
I need Knuckles right
now. I need Knuckles right now. Knuckles, stroke my
Knuckles
shit.
Knuckles, I need you to jerk my fucking... I need
Knuckles,
to crank
Knuckles,
my...
Knuckles, please jerk me off.
I need you to crank my hedgehog.
Crank my hedgehog, please, and thank you. Por favor.
She's Sonic my hedgehog till I lose all my rings.
What I think we need, what's like one older cartoon we haven't had a live action, adaptation for yet?
Dude, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes, you know what else the fuck.
I would fuck around with Rocky Bullwinkle.
Dude, yeah, like, okay, so like Looney Tunes style, like they're in our world, like Rocky and Bullwinkle kind of
shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like Yogi Bear, like realism in our world type shit.
That'd be sick. I'd watch that.
I would watch a Yogi Bear like
holy
mauling
fuck
a park ranger.
Holy fuck! Someone call Warner Brothers, bro. That would turn up. I feel like the Magic School Bus, like
wasn't
as a
there
movie.
One episode of that where they were like in someone's like fucking body?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Going through their digestive tract. Uh-huh. And shit.
They're like, "What is all this white stuff in your ass, Carlos?"
Damn, Carlo, you're about to shit.
Carlos, what is
Carlos?
This? Carlos, is this fucking?
Ejaculates not supposed to be there.
Carlos, are there drugs in your ass? Are you smuggling drugs?
I honestly think a live action adaptation of the Magic School Bus would like fucking turn up. Bro.
It would be pretty, and
that'd
I think Miss Frizzle would be pretty hot too.
They'd probably make her black though.
Oh yeah,
well, they make her black, but she'd be hot.
They would make her black.
She's got to be a redhead.
No, they would make her black as
fuck. Frizzle.
It would be a fucking red bone.
No, they're...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That shit. It would be sexy red.
It would be sexy red.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, there for real is like a trope like of like changing characters around. Like every like...
Redhead.
Yeah, every redhead ever in fucking like any movie now like is getting changed with a black person. They hate
no one
redheads,
respects
dude.
No one respects the Irish.
That's right. The Little Mermaid was a redhead.
Dude, yeah.
God damn, dude.
No one respects the Irish and good riddance.
At what point do you think...
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Listen, I'm Polish. I don't have any fucking
dude,
cultural
fuck
pride
you.
Whatsoever. The only thing my people are known for, like, establishing communism and getting drunk.
For wait, who?
Polish people.
1942. Cue the Seinfeld outro. Where were you at in 1942?
Poland.
Getting fucking double teamed.
Dying in a fucking
by
ditch.
Two empires.
Just like that. Harder.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Poland just got spit roasted.
At what point do you think that like the ethnic groups are gonna be over like the cultural, you know, switch arounds and adaptations? Do you think they're gonna be like, hey, don't do that? Do you think at any point they're gonna be like
with
guys
when
what
they
the fuck?
Unfreeze Hitler?
I can't wait till they thaw him out of Antarctica, dude. He's gonna come back and be like, what the hell is all this shit?
He's like, guys, I tried to warn you.
What the fuck, dude?
Hitler,
you gave
bro.
Them what?
Hey, dude, the guy that said he wanted to go fishing with Hitler, bro, he's got a fight booked in a couple of weeks. fucking
fishing with Hitler. What?
Yeah, this guy Bryce Mitchell, he's a featherweight in the UFC.
Oh, sorry.
He had like a podcast and was all like, "Yeah, if Hitler was a great guy before the meth, I'd love to go fishing with him." I'm like, "Whoa."
Dude, I'll go fishing with Hitler.
Dude, that guy.
Yeah, we know you'll go fucking fishing with Hitler.
He's like a crazed autistic lunatic.
Yeah, and he's probably also afraid of water because like that's how he almost died early on in his life.
Imagine.
He literally like almost drowned.
Warlord dictator and you slip in the pool. Die.
Yeah.
I almost drowned like a year ago.
Dude, hell yeah. So you and Hitler are the same person. Dude, we're the same person.
Well, you almost drowned a year ago? Tell the story.
I was fucking drinking beers and fucking, I was like, you see that fucking, that shit over there?
You see that Jewish man over there?
Yeah. You see that semi? I could swim out to that and fucking kill him.
Yeah.
But no, I couldn't.
Were you on the boat with like Devin or something? Or
no, he just sent missiles at me and I was about to drown.
Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
Imagine that. Like, imagine you actually drown and die. Be like, my homie Waylon.
No, Pauly did save my life, Pablo.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Damn, shout out Pablo. Mm-hmm.
Escobar?
No, well, yes, yes, actually, yeah, that's who we're talking about.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, fucking, I don't know, I just think at some point, I think they're gonna get over it, dude. They're gonna be like, hey, guys, we need to stop this, dude. Let's just fucking keep it how it was, you know? Mm.
Who's gonna do that?
I don't know, dude. It's gonna happen, though, I think.
I don't know. I think everybody should just, like, fucking settle down and play World of Tanks and fucking...
Yes, World of Tanks. World of Install Tanks. Now. Install now. When you use this... You know what I mean?
Honestly, like, that'd
they
be
need
a
to play squad.
I need to email.
Together.
I need to email them and see if I can.
Yeah, and everybody just played Fortnite squads, dude.
Yeah.
He's cranking a 90. You're left. You're left.
He's building.
He hit me for 20.
He's building.
He's building. He's building. He's building. Oh my god. Dude, fucking you know what the Christ. Fucking game I'm trying to get playing, dude? Marvel Rivals. That shit looks sick.
Oh yeah.
That shit looks dope.
It's all right. I just dropped 40 hours into the fucking new Monster Hunter game.
That's where he's
People are still playing Monster Hunter, really?
Dude, yeah.
I feel like games like that are like only popular like in Japan, and you know what I mean?
They're bigger in Japan, but like the American audience is now finally getting like a good swap.
I played like one Monster Hunter game when I was like 13, I think, and I was like, I don't know what to do. This is not Squirtle.
You know what I mean? Why am I committing animal abuse and fucking beating up this fucking poor dog?
Yeah, for real, dude. Let me just go back to my Japanese animal abuse adaptation. Hey, dude,
what
you
the
hear that?
Fuck?
I can open a pack now.
They know.
I don't know if that picked up on the mic.
It probably did.
I heard it.
That's funny as fuck, dude. Guys, I can gamble Pokemon cards now. It's funny. I was sitting on the couch with this guy last night, and I was like debating, like, you know, funding, like, you know, buying the
funding
in-app
is
purchase.
Real.
Yeah. Okay. He is.
I am.
Dude, he is.
Right. I can't believe this Pokemon card game that you're playing. All that money that you spend on these packs, they're sending to Israel.
Oh, dude, I know what they should do. The people that, like, you know, you ever see, like, I mean, fucking, your girlfriend lives in Vegas, so you might see it a lot, but, like, it's like people will get, like, the paint markers on their car and be like, just married, buy me a shot, my birthday. What if we did this, right? That. All the people that are supporting, like, the Israel-Palestine shit, they just throw their Cash App on their back window. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, support Israel and put my Cash App, bro. I'll be paid for all my rent.
Oh, shit.
All my rent paid in, like, a week, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to try My grandma would send you $13,000.
Really?
Instantly.
Really? I feel bad though. I wouldn't want to rob your grandma, dude. That'd be fucked up.
Well, I fucking.
Hey, it's her fault for fucking spending
millions. Okay, I got you, bro. I'll get your red back.
So I'm really mad at you.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. Everybody, fucking. You don't. That's what. You know what I mean? The OnlyFans girls. They care so much. They should just take 75% of their monthly earnings from popping pussy.
Yeah.
And just be like, here, Israel, condoms.
Condoms.
For bombs.
Here, Hamas.
They're using for.
Yeah, they're
Israel condoms. Don't make any more kids, fuckers.
Yeah, stop reproducing. No, you know what I think we need, bro? We need, like, some China regulations where it's, like, some people shouldn't be allowed to, like, pump out kids like they do, bro. Like, growing up, I knew.
You want to apply
but
to
dude,
have children?
But, dude, like, you can't do that because this is America. People are allowed to do that here. They're allowed to
fuck
pump.
That. That's what
they're
I'm
allowed
saying
to pump
shit.
Out retards. Why? Because we need them. We need them as cannon fodder in World War III,
nah, bro,
Justin.
Like, growing up, my mom had this friend. Her name was, we're just going to call her fucking
Jake.
We're going to call her Jake.
Paul.
Yeah, we're going to call her fucking JC.
From State Farm.
There you go.
And JC, this fucking woman, her and her fucking husband, dude, they would just fucking pump them out. They probably got like seven kids.
That's crazy.
That's just fucking OD, bro.
You think they made good kids?
No, they're all incels. All incels. All jerk off too much. Like the women. The women grew up to be fat and just doing the same thing as pumping out babies. It's like a cycle.
Dude, what I was fucking. That was like my evil fucking spiel about like fat white women and why black dudes love them. They're literally the dairy farm, bro.
Oh my god! Yeah. Yeah.
They're literally the dairy farm. They're there to produce McDonald's.
I never understood that. Like for you know, especially young black men, they just see these 300-pounders, dude, and the white women, and they're just like, give me that.
I'm trying to make more McDonald's
give me that sugar,
workers,
mama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's it. I don't get that.
I love me some cake, and I don't care what flavor it is.
I'm all for like some extra fucking cushion for the pushing. You know what I mean? But like, there's like a threshold. A
dude, those guys have a birthday cake addiction.
Birthday cake is the fucking right word.
I feel like white people really do wear weight the worst. People get fatter, like Cuban fat people,
like when they get like
morbidly
obese.
White fat people.
Yeah. Like ethnic fat people, they like they fill it out better. You know what I mean? It's like you can associate like a, for example, like a sumo wrestler in Japan. Like, sure. You see a big fat guy? That guy's probably a sumo wrestler throwing pulls
around.
Dude,
that guy gets fucking hella pussy.
And that guy gets hella fucking pussy. You know what I mean? See, out here, it's like, yeah, that's just another like comic book shop owner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like another customer at McDonald's.
What was the dude's name from The Simpsons? The guy that had the comic book store. Does anybody know?
I don't remember his name, but I know who you're
But like a bunch
about.
Of dudes like that, pretty much. Like that's right. Essentially what it is. But no, you're definitely right. I definitely agree that like white people hold the weight worse.
They really do.
It's
I
fucked
think,
up, dude.
And this isn't. Listen, don't take me the wrong way, but Jewish white people.
Oh,
they hold it the worst.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Oh yeah,
they dude. Jewish people cannot Bad. Be fat.
Dude, I don't know.
They
that sounds pretty thin. Fucking fatphobic and anti-Semitic.
Sounds pretty anti-Semitic, Javen.
I don't know if we can have
well,
that kind
listen,
of speech.
I'm a little
on
Jewish
this
and I'm very fat. So. I'm a little Jewish and I'm a little fat, so I can say that.
Hey, I'm Jew and fat, so I can say this.
Hey, what about who's
I'm a fat Jew?
Ben Shapiro's sister. I think she proves you wrong.
Ben Shapiro's sister,
well,
pull her
tits.
Up. Pull her up on the screen.
Yeah. She's not
I think she holds it in all the right ways.
Are we just going to pull up?
I want to see.
For the end
see.
Of this episode, we're just pull up Ben Shapiro's fucking fat-titted
sister. What's her fucking name? Abby Martin? Abby Shapiro?
Abby Shapiro.
Fat-titted Jewish girl.
Fat-titted Jewish
Eliza
woman.
Eliza Schlesinger?
Right.
That's another one, too.
Go to fat-tit Jewish girl.
Go to r/fat-jewish-tits.
Yes.
Are we just going to just start watching porn right now?
I just left that, dude. I was just there. Dude.
What's the password on this piece
I know
of
why
shit?
You love Jewish people now. God damn, exactly. Dude. I honestly took you wrong, bro. My bad.
Which
I apologize.
Account is it?
Giant titties. But yeah, no, nah, dude. I mean, I don't know, dude. I think something about when
For
a fat
fuck,
black woman
pin?
Called you honey, though, bro. Oh, my
it's
God,
not,
dude. Something about that. And like
just
older
tell me the pin.
Dump a fucking bottle of Aunt Jemima on her. Just get the going right there. In the middle of the
maple.
Popeyes.
No, there was one time I was in Smith's,
it.
Bro.
Say it.
There was one time I was in Smith's, bro, and this she was on like the cart.
Oh, for
and,
fuck's
sake. Fucking, I couldn't find. I think I was looking for like cornstarch, something
Jesus
like that.
Oh, Christ. She knows where that is.
Yeah, I was looking for something, and I seen her. I'm like, oh, excuse me, miss. Like, you know where I can find this? I'm like, I know you don't work here. She's like, oh, it's okay,
stash, honey.
You need some cornstarch.
Wait, what?
Dude, that's exactly. Do it again.
I forgot you fucking had the browser.
Oh damn! Like, holy fuck, she is bad.
Yeah. Come on.
What's her
She
ad?
Looks like...
Go to images.
She looks
go
like
to images.
I need a fucking... Oh, I need a goddamn Miami Beach picture.
Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Okay, you see
look
all
at
these
that.
Aren't... Yeah.
No, go there to the Instagram.
Go.
Fuck
he's
this,
got
bro.
It. He's got it right there.
Go to the Instagram.
This is the one that shows off the milkers right
there. This is before she got
Where's
that.
The Instagram?
Right.
No, go back to all.
Oh, shit.
Go back to all.
It's probably just her...
Nah, we're going to see some shit right now. Watch this shit. Classic.
It's just fucking gun legislation. It's not even hot.
Come on. I want some cleavage, baby.
Come on. Show me something. Show me something.
Oh, like I'm fuck. Gambling.
Wow, this is not. Really, it's like. It's like
steak.
Yeah. Okay. So that doesn't
fuck
even.
Fuck this.
That doesn't even work. Fuck Instagram.
Just type in her name
who the fuck
plus
uses
cleavage.
Instagram. Yeah.
Gooners.
You know what? Let's
Gooners
just do
use
hot.
Instagram.
Fuck it.
Oh, here we
this
go.
This isn't my R
slash Abby Shapiro 2. Go to it.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Yo. Dude.
Hey.
Whoa.
Holy
what
fuck.
The fuck? Hold on. I want that one. Damn. God damn, dude.
That's in Photoshop.
That's DeviantArt.
Nah, fuck that.
There's a ton of
this,
like Abby Shapiro like AI
but
shit.
God damn, dude.
Holy fuck, dude. Anybody else have a bump?
Oh my God. r/Abigail Shapiro
Now you're thinking.
You there click you on go. That and just open know what you're it. Fucking.
Two, the second one. First one got deleted.
I like, we're using my.
We're using my.
You know it's good. Holy fuck.
First There's one got sequel. Banned.
Oh, here we go. NSW warning. Fuck. Let's go.
Oh, this is just her fucking shit.
Right there, she looks like a fucking rhino, dude. Her forehead and fucking nose come out to the
She had like four kids. She had like four kids. She's all sucked up now.
All day. Oh,
man. All right, fuck this.
Open the new tab and like, look at that.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
What's her name? Schlesinger. Schlesinger. I'm Elijah Schlesinger. This is another fat-titted Jewish person.
Oh, here. No. Oh, this is. Oh, yeah. We got the money right here.
Dude, Javen's got the fat-titted Jewish women on
She
lock.
Is not Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of those.
100%. She. Her fucking last name, Schlesinger.
She was one of those Jews that fell victim to a rape in World War II.
That's what she's one of the. Damn.
She's a side boob. She lied about. She came to this country.
I don't think the comedy scene is that bad.
That's horrible, bro. Said 1942.
Pregnant.
Oh my god.
Bro. Oh, what the fuck?
Damn. This is fucked.
Was that Tom Segura's brother?
I feel like I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, this is pretty fucked up. I don't know about this.
That's his wife?
Yeah. Damn. This dumpster fire.
That's Tom Segura, dude.
That's Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Damn. He's beating that shit up.
Look at him.
Dude, look at that one.
Oh, he looks looks like it's a just, drunk there.
Someone jerked off.
Wait, squeezing a baby leg? That's what this is?
Like someone dead
that
ass
is not talking about
like that exact
dick.
Freeze frame. My bad. That exact freeze frame. Someone jerked off to that.
Oh, 100%. I did.
Someone
I will.
For sure jerked off to that somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
This is fucked.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know about pregnant.
Who
you
is
guys
this
are
lady?
Gooners.
Really?
You guys are gooners. You guys are such fucking gooners. Pull
I think
up
you're
Kat
the
Dennings.
Biggest gooner I know, bro.
Kat Dennings got the. She looks like she.
Shut
her
up,
face
dude.
Was taken by a Brillo pad.
Big fat up, gooning dude. Everywhere.
That's such a fucking.
Pull up Kat Dennings,
that's such
bro.
A basic bitch ass thing. Got such a,
oh yeah, now you
I'm on that good cushion alcohol,
dude. Everybody
was she on like a Disney show or something, or a Nickelodeon?
I think so, but then she was
raped by the producers.
Yeah, no, yeah. Who wasn't?
Yeah,
every child
on Two Broke
got
Girls.
Fucking
she was on Two Broke Girls. She was in fucking the first Thor movie.
Oh yeah,
Two Broke Girls. That's what I was thinking of.
I mean, I like how we're talking about all these like Jewish women, and it starts smelling good in here, dude. Can you smell that? Smells like some goddamn smell. Crispy, crunchy chicken or some shit.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm saying that.
What
maybe
are you insinuating?
Did the Jews create crispy, crunchy chicken?
And they did what with it?
Ooh.
They marketed it to the blacks.
Uh oh. For real. Uh oh.
Hey, speaking of the blacks,
and that's
rest
why
in
Kanye
peace,
West
Chauncey, bro.
Hates the Jews.
I'd like to throw that in here. Fucking shout out to the homie Chauncey, bro. May he rest in paradise, bro. Check for on real. Your friends. Mm-hmm. Men's mental health is important. Dead ass. Laugh at me all you want. I don't give a fuck, bro. Fuck suicide. Shit's not cool, bro. So yeah, I just wanted to. We were talking about the blacks. Got to throw my boy Chauncey in there. He would have laughed at that. So it's okay. He was like the whitest black dude I ever met in my fucking life.
But also, shout out Kat Dennings and her fat tits.
God damn. Right. I got sidetracked. Sorry, Chauncey. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Nobody respects hurt. It. Nobody respects
like
it.
Oh, they do.
You don't respect it whenever I bring it up. You're like, whatever. She looks like a fucking.
Because I've heard it from every fucking
like a
dude.
Dog.
I'm a line cook. I've heard it from literally every person I work with.
Because it's true.
Yeah, I guess.
It's true.
I guess.
Hey, there's actually a baddie that works at where you work, bro.
There's a lot.
I scored her fucking digits, bro. I felt really proud, bro.
Wait, really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I want to name drop her, bro. I probably just do it.
Fuck, just first name.
Cat.
her name was Paris.
Oh shit! Wait, now she's got a
She got a boyfriend now.
Yeah,
but I already done did that.
Yeah,
wow,
does.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was recent, bro. Dude, I felt like God after that. I looked in the mirror.
You had a fucking American Psycho moment?
I did, bro.
Dude, that's
no,
because
I was
she's
I was,
incredibly hot. Yeah.
No, dude, in the mirror, bro. She had like a mirror in this fucking. I'm just like.
Nice.
Fuck.
No, she is. She's a fucking certified baddie.
She
then
is.
She was
bro.
Running
straight
down
milk,
the stairwell.
Yeah, bro. She's a fucking kid
and
stuff.
Is she?
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow. Bro. But yeah, fucking. I was talking with her, man, and then I just had to like. I was like, you know what, bro? Someone else can enjoy this. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Didn't really want the kid baggage. I don't know if I'm ready to be stepdaddy just yet.
That's rough.
I don't know.
Absolutely not.
Kid.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I ever really want to do stepdad. There's a lot of guys that do that, man. I think it's like a pity thing. It's like, oh, I feel bad. You know,
it's how to score above your weight class. I think. A little bit. You go first.
It's also dudes that are kind of lazy too.
That's the message, bro. I've actually, out of like, I probably won't disclose the exact number of people I've had sex with on here, but like, it's definitely a pretty good number. And I would say about 30% of them have had children.
Yeah, it's how much money. It's equal to the amount of money we spent to Israel.
I felt so bad, but there's one time I went home.
It's
with
higher
a girl.
Than the French average.
I went home with a girl from the bar, bro, and I walked through her living room, and there's like a baby, like what do they
kids
call it?
Kids in there playing Roblox.
I have a funnier story. Yeah. For that. It's like not like a carriage, but whatever you'd call it, like a I don't know, like just like a
the,
safety box,
the nursery, bouncers. Like,
not a bouncer, but like almost
a
like
baby
a,
pin.
Like a baby pin.
Yeah,
keep
the
them
pin.
Locked
there's
up.
There's one baby in
put
this one, and then
in his cage.
To my surprise, so my nephew, his baby mama, was her roommate. So my nephew, who I didn't even know was in this room at the time, was to the left, and there's another, and I walked straight past him in the room and just fucking dogged out the fucking
nice
mama bear, bro. And I felt horrible after. I felt like disgusting.
You're
you know
damn,
I mean?
I gotta fucking eat some of these fruits next. To feel
I literally woke up in the morning, bro, and found a Capri Sun in the fridge.
I need a hot seas.
I need some Kool-Aid jammers. Well.
Yeah. No, but how you said playing Roblox, bro? There's this one girl I matched with her on like fucking one of the offshoot dating apps called like, I think it was Bumble. That's what it was. It was Bumble. Mm-hmm. She's like 27. Mm. She was bad though, bro. And like normally in the dating apps they'll clarify whether or not they have kids like in the bio.
Sure.
So she didn't say that, you know what I mean? So she lived in what's that place right there, like kind of where Oatman's at? Golden Shores? Or is it Golden Valley? Golden Valley. Yeah. So I pulled up to her, bro, drove like 45 minutes or whatever to go do this, right? Mm-hmm. Pull up to this little single wide trailer. And yeah, swear to God.
Very nice.
Like a double wide, sorry.
A double wide.
Oh, double wide. Yeah, some class, you know what I mean? And dude, I knock on the door, bro, and fucking this like little kid answers, got to be like 6 or 7,
no,
bro. I'm like, fuck. Oh no, God, you know what I mean? It. The sun's going down. I'm like, there's a lot of time I gotta kill right now, you know what I mean? So it turns out this kid is like viciously like autistic, or not autistic, shit. But has Down syndrome. You know what I mean?
Viciously.
Down syndrome. Dude, he'll fucking
like,
bite
talk,
you, bro.
Like, he could talk, like, he wasn't, like, out of control, but, like, he had, like, a hyper asphyxiation for Minecraft. Big Minecraft player, bro.
Minecraft,
and I remember, bro, I sat there, dude. PC. I was talking with his mom and sitting there playing Minecraft with this fucking kid till he, like, passed out.
Oh, no.
I carried him to his fucking
You've
room.
You've already played Stepdaddy.
I already done it, bit, bro. Yeah. That was my.
You got
that
a free
was like,
trial.
That, I only lived with that girl twice. You know what I mean? But I literally, I like played stepdaddy, bro. Put this kid in his fucking room, bro, and then went and just beat down his mom, bro.
What the fuck was mother doing the whole time?
So we were sitting there on
doing
the couch talking. Just, no, it's hanging out, talking,
listening,
you know what I mean?
To Sexy Red.
No, today I had to have like a philosophical like conversation with my dog Waylon right here. He's like kind of got something against the female. Artist, he thinks it's plaguing women. Do you want to share any of that?
Or? I mean,
what do you got against fucking Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh,
everything.
What do I not have against? Dude, every woman, doesn't matter. She could be fucking like 30 years old now. Man, they're fucking listening to that shit. What is up with that? Every female artist.
That is true. Just you know. Every female artist that comes out now literally makes music for like 30-year-old women
well,
that work at McDonald's.
Well, I was trying to tell him like the one.
Yeah,
and
it's from A to Z. Like women our age, even young. My little cousin who is still a minor, not an adult.
A minor.
Yeah. Listens to shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
no, so.
I get it. It is fucking like what the fuck.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I was kind of like,
wait, is this the complaint that they listen to? Like female artists,
it's not really a complaint, more of a problem.
It's not like
the attitude around
artist.
The music.
Like I'm not like fucking super, you know, fucking crazy about that. You could be like, you know, like fucking, like.
No, I'm not busting
like
your balls. I just don't know.
Fleetwood Mac, you know,
sure.
that's great shit. That's right. Great shit.
Yeah.
But once you start talking about like popping your fucking pussy and getting cum all over your face. You know, that's
sure.
No, so like,
that's,
I was,
so
that's
what you're
something.
Saying is like it's the attitude around the music you don't like that influences like young women,
right?
You could say the same thing about like regular rap music. And look at Justin; he's a fine product of exactly that.
Right. But getting
the guy thinks
well,
he's black.
That's
no problem.
Yeah.
No, well, go ahead.
But, you know, like with most rap music today, all these kids that are making rap music now, and even for the past couple years, it's about, like, killing people, selling drugs, and shit like that. That's a bit more far-fetched than, you know, just, like, fucking and all the raunchy shit. I guess it is a little more,
well, yeah. To kind of get on that, to kind of jump on...
It's a bit more feasible for a woman to just, like, go get fucked and get cum all fucking from head to toe than it is for me to go out and fucking mad kill because, 20 people.
I think bro's mad because he wants to be that girl. He wants to get fucked by 20 men. And come all the way.
Well, I mean, is that why?
I mean, there might be. There's some people. Definitely not Wynn. I've known him long enough.
I'm just fucking.
But like, there's some dudes that like that like kind of have that same standpoint, and it's like they're not getting. It's like, how do I put it? It's almost like they're not receiving the action that the it's like, so I kind of told him.
Right.
It's like, you know, when your girl like is like, you know, she's listening to that music. I mean, you have to assume most of the time you're getting it pretty good. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now,
right.
But to jump ship and kind of go onto the opposite side of that, how you said, like, you know, the opposite gender side of the rap music. Mm-hmm. I want you to pull up, bro. Look up fucking Bloodhound Lil Jeff.
Right. Well, that shit is tough.
No, look. I'm gonna provide a really good point.
Okay. All
right. So this kid that you're about to pull up right now. So yeah, is Bloodhound Lil Jeff. So this guy's dead as fuck. Go to the images. Maybe we'll entertain a music video, but go to the images. So go to the picture right there with the money, right there. Yeah. Okay, so
don't blink us there.
Yeah. So look, this kid right here, right? This kid was had really good stats. Oh,
he's a drill rapper.
We're gonna go down the wormhole real quick.
Okay, cool.
So this kid, right, was a fucking like had super high stats in high school basketball. Like was all in good athlete. This kid was like a good straight and narrow kid out of Chicago, right?
Right.
Graduates high school. And
off the porch.
Jesus Christ. I see what you did there.
Off the porch.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Off the porch instantly, right? Now do that. Now next to his name, type in Long Live Jeffrey Dahmer. I shit you not.
What?
Yeah, but Long Live Jeffrey Dahmer. Next to his name.
Sorry.
So now this kid, right, killed 12 fucking people. And I'm convinced that the reason that he may have turned to this page is that like the music that he's listening to prior, like the King Von, the Chief Keef, whatever. So this is kind of doubles down on your point, you know what I mean? Where these kids, yeah, you'll have to go to videos.
Oh.
It is so, more or less maybe the music.
So it's the music. So like with these guys, they listen to all this shit and they want to go out and fucking do it. So right. Like to jump back to the Sexy Red ship.
But dude, also lived in Chicago.
100%.
And had friends that were already in it. Like he didn't just like meet these people. Like,
actually, I like that point a lot. He did just live in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right. This is high school.
This is like how it goes. Skip to about this point in the video right here.
Right here.
All right. So yeah, like this, it's okay. Because
well Drake, now you're, oh, your shit. Perspective
like an hour and it stopped recording at like an hour and 30 minutes in.
Okay,
we're at 1:22.
Well, that's great.
Anyways, Drake is gay.
No, I mean like
Drake's gay, dude.
At some point when you edit this, we'll just go. It'll go from like guys, the Little Mermaid's Drake's gay. Yeah, nah, dude. I just think that Drake is the better artist. Like, cause for example, Drake has like the Drake effect. And I call this the Drake effect because let me finish before you give me
he's,
some fucking.
He's the worst side part eye. Of sicko mode.
Look,
the Drake effect is you hit the snooze button.
Okay, for example, sicko mode, right? That was on a Travis Scott album.
Sure.
Where was Travis Scott before that album and before that single? Go look. You can't find him. I mean, he was making music, but I'm talking on a notoriety level. People who knew Travis Scott.
That's not art, though.
For example, bro. Famous. For example, like, okay, so...
Henry Kissinger made the Armenians very popular.
One of the big reasons why Kendrick got a lot of streams on his first studio album was because he had a Drake feature. Right. Because Drake has been this big fucking, like, music icon forever, dude. Right,
but Kendrick was also... Oh, wait.
Or think about a Lil Baby,
Kendrick was
right?
also fucking pushed by Dre.
Oh, like 100%. Dre because he's from, from like, the West Side and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like... For example, like, what's another good one? The rapper Lil Baby, right? This guy, I'm sure you guys all don't know who that is, but that's fine.
Sure.
But like, this guy, he released a single with him, and mind you, before that, he had not released any music at all. It was just that Drake feature. And now, this full Lil Baby, it's like four times platinum, and he's, like, got a whole bunch. Because of Drake, he put him on, you know what I mean? I just don't think Kendrick can do that for anybody. So, like, on his newest album, the GNX shit, he's done that for some of these, like, L.A. rappers. But, like, I guarantee you they're going to be nowhere to be found a couple months from now.
Because they're not, like, I don't think Kendrick Lamar's music is meant to be hit on shuffle in a club. It's not, like, big fucking...
Well, it is right now. I'll tell you what.
Turn the TV off. Like, I mean, I can see what you're saying, just, like, publicity alone.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, Drake is definitely more popular than Kendrick Lamar.
I also just think he makes better music, just in my personal opinion, bro. I just think, as far on an engineering aspect,
now for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
the entire GNX album sucked ass.
It's all about Travis.
There was two good songs I fucked with, bro.
Travis Scott. Yeah.
Travis Scott, I actually really fuck with Travis Scott.
Dude, Travis Scott's awesome, dude.
He's dope, dude. That was sick. Astro, you see, he was on WWE.
Was he really?
Yeah, when John Cena turned like heel, he like smacked the fuck out of the other dude. I don't really watch WWE. Clearly, we all know I'm the fucking UFC aficionado.
I want to make a shirt that says "fucking I survived Astro World." I've never been to Astro World. I want that shirt.
No, but like, it's like Travis Scott. I like him a lot because it's like the same thing as like Playboi Carti right now. Playboi Carti is like bringing back that like punk, that like rock star like type of how people went crazy for Motley Crue back in the day.
Right, but. What place does that have in rap music? Is just the big kind of...
What do you mean? Like,
it's Motley Crue and, like rock star shit.
For example, like
when has that ever been
in
rap music?
Between the early 80s and, like, the late 90s, like, the punk and the hardcore shit and, like, the metal, like, it was a big thing. More or less, like, it started in the 70s with, like, metal, like, Metallica and fucking... Not 70s, 80s. Like, Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax and all this shit. And you had these, like, punk kids, the kids with the mullets and the fucking big old pentagrams on their shirts.
Right.
See, that died off for a long time.
For
like,
sure.
After, like, the year, like, 2000 to about now, that died off. Now you have these, like, opium fucking kids. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Rick Owen. Opium.
Like, the opium and the Rick Owen. Like, that's coming back, like, full-fledged. Like, how people were talking. I'm telling you right now, when Cardi inevitably drops the album on March 7th. You know what I mean? When he's gonna break the fucking internet with that shit,
dude. You know who I can't stand? Mm-hmm. Fucking what's his name? Haunted Mound. Fucking
oh my god, Cemetery.
Went
to a fun fact. Yeah. I went to Grade A one year and I fucking I snuck a tomato.
Oh yeah, you fucking hit him with a tomato.
And I didn't hit him. I got really close. Oh, I got really fucking close. It like barely like.
It whizzed past his head.
It was probably like a foot from his head. There's these two dudes that were like in the crowd drinking like fucking Miller Lite. And they're like these big fucking buff dudes. I'm like, yo, y'all should fucking pick me up real quick. They pick me up, bro, and I just like fucking whoop.
Dude, I'll never forget like fucking the Grade A that I went to. Like, I think it was like his first Grade A or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just fucking sucked, dude. Like, everyone was booing the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Dude. I think it was mainly because of that video.
Pull
a picture
of this fucking dork. Cemetery. Spell with
the
S.
I actually saw them live and he sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen
fucking,
him?
Yeah, Jalen was there.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, Cemetery. I don't know why.
With an S. You want to do it with an S?
Or you could just add Haunted Mound to it.
Or, yeah.
But, yeah, like, he got fucking booed the fuck off stage pretty much. And I think it was all because of that video of him fucking, like, just being a dick to his fucking fan that was like, hey, I'm, like, your biggest fan. I want to meet you. And, like, in that alley or whatever.
He's like, have you ever gone up to someone and did this?
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
he's such a fucking...
Yeah, look at this fucking clown,
He's a fucking cocksucker.
I feel like this is a dude I'd beat up at a party.
Yeah.
The fucking... The kid that, like, got...
there we go. That's funny.
That, like, met him or whatever, and he was fucking rude as fuck to, like, follows me on Instagram.
I know. Something. You remember you telling me that. No, dude, this is just fucking, like, Cemetery. It's like, bro, you can't act like that. Like, okay, like, yes, of course, he fits, like, a certain niche. You know what I mean? Just like how certain, like, you know... Rap music fits a niche, or country music fits a niche, or pop music fits a niche, or whatever. See, but this niche that he likes trying to fit, it's like, bro, the music's not even good. It's like, I can respect. Here's the thing, I try not to ever hate on any artist. Like, for example, how I'm saying like fuck Kendrick Lamar. I'm saying fuck Kendrick Lamar just for the whole publicity stunt he's pulling right now. His music, like him as a talented musician, I fuck with him because it takes skill and talent to really get behind a mic and do the engineer and do the whole bit. Of course, he's got a team of guys that probably helps him do that, but it still requires talent. You know what I mean? Like, someone could walk in and be like, haha, you guys are all dorks talking into microphones right now.
Right.
And whether it's just him pressing a couple different buttons, it requires some level of fucking skill to do what we're sitting here doing right now, whether that's, like, talking or, you know what I mean? Like, Everything requires something. See, the only things you can't apply that to is like selling pussy to OnlyFans. That doesn't require skill. It just requires a fucking physique and a fat butt. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I don't know. If he's not making music that I could slip my wrist to, then what the fuck's the point? It's not even good enough to do that.
I will say, bro, rest in peace, my late homie Jake. He committed suicide last year, or in 2023, February of 2024. And fucking, he was a huge Cemetery fan. I used to always ask him, like,
wait,
Jake,
for real?
Yeah, huge Cemetery fan, bro. He loved him. And there's like one Cemetery song he sent me that I like kind of mess with, you know what I mean? And I always, whenever it comes into my rotation, I always think of this fool Jake.
Yeah.
But he always used to like bump it in the car. I'm like, dude, how do you fucking listen to that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, he's got probably like two good songs and then the rest is like whatever. His stage presence fucking really lacks. It's like, it's fucking mid.
And you'd be surprised. Like, there was actually in the pit.
I don't know about Grey now, but
there's a kid wearing an I Love Haunted Mound t-shirt.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck Cemetery. And he's like, what, bro? I'm like, bro, I'll beat your ass. Get the fuck away from him. And like, you see the kid, it's like, you can kind of tell. Like, yeah. Yeah, there's a reason this dude don't shower 4 days a week or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, I think, I really feel bad for the current state of like music right now. There's just that.
What pretty rough.
We can't replicate some of the nice stuff. Like, for example, like a lot of like metal bands now, bro, it's just like fucking like just driven in the ground, dude. Like we had like, you know, Slayer and Metallica and fucking Megadeth and Iron Maiden. See, now it's like
seems to be dictated by what thumpers on TikTok.
Big thing right now too, man, is like TikTok like determines the like overall outcome of everything.
And
now
what determines things on TikTok is if children like it.
Right.
Most of culture is just dictated by little kids.
Right. 100%.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
That's why I feel like you got... See, I think like some people can say that about someone like, for example, like Playboi Carti. Though I do think they're... I personally do enjoy like his music because no one else does that shit. Like when he dropped A Whole Lot of Red, that literally spawned like
does acid and picks up a mic?
Yeah.
no one else does that.
No, but like that hit, that album, you know, it spawned like literally like a whole another like sub genre of music.
Yeah.
Like there's so much that's come after that, and you have to think that. The same way that like, you know, when NWA dropped Boys in the Hood, that spawned like a whole different type of like West Coast style rap.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't really a West Coast present. It was really all like in Memphis, like on the east side of the country. Right. So like that didn't gain any notoriety until like you had fools like Dr. Dre and you had Eazy-E or whoever else it was, you know what I mean? But then you have people like Kanye, where it's like just like end this just like how we started
off Jamie Foxx for a career.
You do have to respect both though. You know, like there's been people that, you know, like fucking Yeet. They've fucking that Yeet. Motherfucker has inspired a whole fucking
He just
genre.
Played in the Sphere, dude.
Oh, dude.
Dude, it was crazy. That is crazy.
That's
bro.
Like really what's going on
See,
now.
See, actually, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. I actually really fuck with Yeet, bro. And he sounds like kind of dumb, you know what I mean, sometimes. Oh, yeah. But it's like, see, for me, it's like not even like him. It's like not the actual lyrics. It's like the engineering, bro. Like the engineering that goes into some of the music he's released. It's just fucking
He could be
insane.
Speaking complete just gibberish.
Yeah.
Probably dude, speaking of the Sphere in like
really
Las Vegas.
Does.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Sphere in Las Vegas, like I know like, because we're on the topic of music, I know like the underground like hardcore. God damn it, Jaden. Princess Diana
that's
cup size.
That's what we were talking 33B. About last time.
I know like in Vegas, like there's like an underground like hardcore scene that's like bubbling up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know if that is going to take off or anything, but I do know that's coming around.
Yeah. I mean like the problem with like the hardcore stuff, I feel like a lot of the people that are in those type of scenes are very like, I don't want to use the word like libertarian, like a political sense.
No, they are very hardcore on the left.
But they're very hardcore on the left. So the problem is like, they're not going to be willing to like, you know, I guess essentially open their opportunities. You know what
this
I mean?
This is our previous tabs. Why were the Nazis so stylish?
Oh,
you go
this
boss.
This is literally just a fashion channel that brought up the Nazis for some
Why
fucking
am
reason.
I so stylish?
The Nazis lucky had swag, bro.
They did. No, I think everybody knows this. They just
Nazis had some fucking swag.
If they don't
swag.
Got balls, they won't say it. They're just like,
I'm not
going to
say that to go fishing with him, but
all
yeah.
All this guy does is like he reviews perfumes.
Nah, you seen the movie The Inglourious Basterds? The fucking, what they call that guy? The dude that was going door to door, like at the beginning of the movie. There was a certain name for that, like, position. But like, bro, he really had that shit on full. Like, damn. Like, you know what I mean?
Diet Coke racism. Are you just going through the tabs?
Yeah, I was just going through. I was like, what were we looking up?
We were talking about like how fucking Coca-Cola is like.
Mountain Dew is
fast. But yeah, no, I would really love to see like the hardcore scene like take off in places like Vegas or Los Angeles or Portland or whatever. But the problem is the type of people they don't want it to. You know what I mean? They're not open to that opportunity. They don't want to.
There's a lot of gatekeeping.
It's a gatekeeping.
Oh yeah. I do understand. You know what I mean? There's a lot of gatekeeping going on, and that's kind of gay.
It's like, what is it you're
doing? But it's like, I also understand why you want
to bring the borders to the hardcore scene.
Bring the borders to the hardcore scene.
Listen, gatekeeping.
Listen, we've got to bring JD Vance to a hardcore show.
You got to bring him.
He'd go,
get him in the pit.
He'd go stupid in the fucking pit.
But that's why, I tell you what, as much as I think that the Suicide Boys have a cult following similar to Taylor Swift, and I hate about 95% of their fan base, every Grey Day I've been to, which I've been to a couple of them, it's like, bro, it just brings everybody together. It's like people that you'd probably like call a faggot in fucking in like
through the gas station drive
through, through the gas station drive through or whatever. Some people that you'd call that, bro, that'll be like your homie you're like singing lyrics with. You know what I mean? Like, I like how that type of stuff brings people together. You know what I mean?
It's like pizza and Adderall at college.
See, with the Suicide Boys, it's like they're like all the people. They're there for the music, not necessarily the people. You know what I mean? Because everybody's touched that music and it's helped them at some point in their life.
Right.
Compared to someone like maybe Taylor Swift, where it's like all they're doing is like, hail.
Yeah. That shit's fucking weird. I don't like that.
When I went to see Suicide Boys, I went because I was forced to.
Yeah, at gunpoint. Gift.
And I bet you fucking loved it.
And I bet you loved it.
Cool. It was kind of
a cool experience.
It was the first concert I've ever been to.
But like then you kind of look at like if you ever go back and look at the like the Donda listening parties, bro. I really like that shit because, like, cool. It's not even like a concert. It's like everybody's just like listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really fuck with that. And I feel like we're losing that. We're not getting any more of that. We have too many young women, for example, that are like, oh my God, the Taylor Swift tickets for $3,100? Like,
yeah, you guys were talking about how your guys' sisters are fucked up. My sister loves Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry, bro.
That's fucked up.
Can I give you a hug, bro?
Dude.
Later we can do this. Like,
yeah, it's
I'm sorry, bro.
It's fucked.
That's bad.
Like, Taylor Swift,
woman, by the way.
Taylor Swift. Everything.
Really?
Shirts, mugs, fucking.
You're like grown sister. I'm not trying to like be an asshole.
Yeah. Like grown ass sister.
You're her adult sister.
And my older cousin. Like they get together and just like fucking Taylor. That's the only reason Jesus my sister Christ. Watched like the Super Bowl or whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
Half the football games.
Yeah. That's like horrible, dude. That's bad. Like fucking bad. It's like it's literally like it's like false idolism, bro. It's like you're going
evil.
To hell.
I've talked about it. It's fucking evil.
Yeah, you are.
It's evil, bro. It's evil shit. Like I feel like that's where like people the same Taylor Swift fans would be like, oh my God, the Suicide Boys, they're demonic or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? But then they're the same ones that are like, hail Swift. Hail.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably gonna be outnumbered with this, but what even is the point in going to a concert?
Who gives a shit? I do. Look it.
Just put a headset on.
I think
and do drugs
about,
at home.
About 30,
I see what you're saying.
About 30 years
it's a
ago,
lot cheaper.
About 30 years ago, it made sense to go see music live. For example, a band I really like, The Cure, right?
Sure.
Their music.
The physical instruments, too.
They're.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, they're not just fucking lip syncing some fucking.
But like The Cure,
shit.
Right? I really love their music. You know what I mean? But
dude,
I guarantee,
honestly,
my mom told me that she's seen them live like back in the fucking like 90s. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, dude, I would kill to go watch them live.
It's honestly, sure. It's honestly better to like just fucking. I don't know. In my opinion, I think just get involved with like the new and upcoming shit,
mm-hmm.
and just be like, yeah,
most
I was,
of it's bad.
Yeah, not but there's a lot of bad shit
the
in
problem.
There. But it's like you go and you're like, but yeah, I was there for like this.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
Right.
Right.
And
no, you
for sure.
Weren't.
Well, that's the problem.
No,
kind of
who
jumping
cares?
Back. Kind of
no,
jumping
honestly,
back on like the hardcore
shit.
Ship. But like, you know, fucking a lot of those guys, man, like fucking, like when you go, let's say they were go to like talk to like a fucking record label and they're like, the label's like, fuck this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to jump shit. They're like, fuck you, bro. You're a fucking industry pit. So it's like you're never gonna be able like I think it has its place in like the lower tiers. I think it needs to
what,
not
concerts?
No, just like for example, like the like the hardcore
like
stuff.
Like the DIY scene and shit like
that.
That
type of shit. I think it needs to stay in its place because they don't enable themselves to be able to like
right.
Well,
get
it's
to
a good place to meet
level,
people
right?
to fuck. But other than
that too, you know what I mean? That is a plus to it, I guess. But I guess. Yeah, but I guess with that being said, man, fuck Kendrick Lamar. I know I gotta get fucking going here soon.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, dude, fucking, I don't even know, man. Fucking, I think everybody just needs to fucking get along and start following Kanye West on Twitter, bro.
I think everybody needs to start fucking emailing Justin.
Join your local militia.
No, yeah. Email photos of JD Vance to Justin.
Yes.
Get ready.
Yes, OUTTA.LUCKK00@gmail.com. Send me AI JD Vance nudies, please.
Get ready. Martial law is coming.
Martial law is coming, guys.
Arm up.
They're coming for your rare JD Vance pics.
Yay is at the border.
Yay is at the border.
On the next episode, Keegan and Justin go to the border with Kanye West.
Mr. West, how do you feel about the border crisis?
Fuck fat bitches.
Fuck fat bitches. Okay, I'm actually, Kanye West.
Before we turn this off, bro, the best fucking Kanye West tweet from all the crazy shit he was tweeting was this shit right here. Giving fat bitches lingerie is like giving kids knives. It's fucking dangerous. Mm. Remember this the next time you're in a fat bitch pussy, it's because you're broke. He literally said that. I literally just recited that tweet.
That's pretty funny. Well,
I was going to recite another tweet.
The tweet started with "I hate fat bitches," but that was the pretty much sum of it.
That's pretty good.
It's been quite the time, bro. I'm glad we got to talk about everything.
I'm exhausted.
Kanye West.
Yeah, I'm ready to take a nap, dude.
I'm ready to fucking go home and eat some goddamn organic grass fed ground beef.
Ooh, that does sound good.
I thought you were gonna say organic grass fed ground pussy.
Organic.
Hey, I could go give me some of that right now too.
Fat black bitch.
Hey, give it to me, y'all. The buffet. All right. Well, it's been great, guys.
All right.
Later, womp womp.
You guys have a good.